LunaticRadio.com.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? Cold. I got a cold. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back on the air, everybody. Full house in the studio tonight. Ronnie Beans and this guy all the way from Elmont, Long Island. Rocket. So, I'd like to thank everyone at 58 and 59 in the LIE. Really, for making my trip that much longer, because I had to watch a cop on the side of the road.
The good old L-I-E.
Oh, wait.
L-I-F-N-E.
No one... Everyone's got to look at those, like, little accidents that aren't really accidents.
Right.
It's called rubbernecking.
It's a train wreckage, everybody.
Radio gold.
Yeah.
That's... You just move on. Just keep going. There's nothing to look at. There is nothing to look at.
It's a car wreck. There's shorter stuff to look at.
It's a train car wreck.
It's a car wreck. A car wreck and a train wreck. It's the same thing.
We got absolutely... Can we start over?
It's a punch to look at. Well, you brought it up.
No, I know, because it pisses me off, and you know, that's what I bring to the show, this, like, wacky banter out of nowhere, out of left field, and no one knows where to go with it.
Word up. Email us at the show at lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON, that's 206-202-5666, hit us up. I got a bunch of drunk calls to play for you, of course, drunk call, the drunk call hotline, that's our thing, everybody. That's what identifies our show with the masses. That's our major bit, right? The drunk call
that
hotline?
That is it.
Okay.
Oh, and Ronnie Beans.
And Ronnie Beans? Oh.
Okay. Yes. Well, Ronnie Beans isn't a bit. He's just the show.
Ron's a person.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
The drunk call hotline. Yes.
You don't like them?
What, the drunk calls?
Yeah.
Some are good. Some are not so good.
Man, Ron never gets excited about anything.
You are so critical.
You never get excited about anything that happens on the show.
But someone who's so cool and laid back, when it comes to show stuff, it's like you're like... Very regimented. It either works or it definitely doesn't.
We can have I don't know, President Bush call in one time and be like, "Hey, Ron, George Bush is calling in." He'd be like, "Who the hell's that? Who cares? I don't want to talk to him.
He's not funny.
I'd rather tell you about my trip to White Castle than talk to him."
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You know, Ron never gets excited.
Those are always journeys, though, for you.
I don't know.
Will you agree that the drunk call hotline is something that people like? It gets the listeners involved in the show, and it's pretty much how you identify with the LunaticRadio.com show if you're a listener.
Yeah. Hey, listen, the drunk call hotline's got its, you know, it's got its thing. It does what it's supposed to do.
I
don't know.
that's like our anal ring toss.
I don't know what to tell you.
Four of them.
That's like a wow sticker.
All right,
come on.
You want to see excited, have a naked girl in here then. I'll be excited.
Oh, that's what it is. He's ready for the next thing. He's done with this.
Ron's ready to use the show as leverage to bang porno stars.
You nailed it.
Isn't that the whole point?
Well, yeah. I guess. And also to make some money.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, basically, the two reasons why I do this...
Let's go back, because I think actually the reason why we do the show is to make people laugh. That's the original PC reason.
Well, yeah,
to give everybody,
you know, to make some money would be nice from time to time.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Right,
not to lose money during the show.
Well,
let's get it to that point.
Yeah, right.
What are you at this week? Negative what?
I don't know. It just goes up every week.
Yeah.
Plus the 50 grand that I owe Rocket.
Yeah, really? 60 now.
Working on the show 24/7, and then Jenny Blowjob talking to agents all day.
She's awesome.
You are so in the hole right now.
I got people going nuts with this show. Jenny Blowjob had a hell of a day. She has a job that she does, and then she does our booking, and everybody was calling about getting on the show today while she was at her job, regular job.
Well,
and she's like, when she went to go take breaks at a regular job, she was working for this show.
Exactly. Well, if you take Kieran's earning potential and how much he owes people, you'd have to live to be like 1,000 to pay everybody off.
All right.
Basically.
Just to let people know, we got actually Miss Bunny on the show today. She was supposed to call last week, and she's supposed to call like any minute now. So we might just jump in and have Miss Bunny on as we just go out and banter here about nothing.
Fetish model, Miss Bunny.
Yeah. She's a fetish model. She won Miss Nude Petite America for the year of 2006.
You mean five, right?
I don't know. It said 2006 on her thing.
Really? It's not even 2006 yet.
I guess she's going to be Miss Petite 2006.
So they already decided she's Miss Petite America for next year?
I don't even know. She's also Miss New World 2006.
Miss New World.
And she hosted the Exotic Performers of the Year. I guess that's an award show.
Wow. And now, how come we didn't get invited to that?
She has a website, missbunny.com, everybody.
Wouldn't you want to go to that, Rocket?
I'd love to be there. I love those porno-style conventions.
All right, quite honestly, people, let's get you prepared for the interview. We know nothing about this chick.
I can't even open up the website.
Other than that, she's naked a lot.
I can't even get on a website. That's right, Rock. I tried to get on her site today to do some show prep.
Oh, so it's not just
you.
So we are really going to just wing this.
Yeah, we're going to have fun with Miss Bunny.
Great.
A hot chick with fake boobies on the phone. This is going to be great. You know, she's probably going to call us from, like, an airport or something because she travels all over the place.
I think we should be a little bit more accurate in saying that you guys are going to wing this.
Ron.
That's right, Ron.
No, Ron.
Beans is going to take a flyer.
Ron, you can't keep doing this.
You know, people are going to start becoming critical of you, Ron, for just bailing on show things that you don't like.
So
you can't just bail out on difficult things. You have to, this is a team. This is a team effort.
It's a team effort.
It's got nothing to do with being difficult. I don't know. I'm not in the interview mood right now.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Prima Donna. Do you know what that sounds like?
Holy
I know what you mean. And I know you just you mean well by what you're saying, even though it's coming out completely negative about the show.
Yeah, I don't care.
Would you say this like if say we're on like a big FM station in a big market or on a satellite radio thing and we had some chick on that you didn't care about on the phone? Would you say that?
Well, no, because I'd be getting paid and it'd be my job. Listen, me getting paid and me doing this for free,
if you
two
got
different attitudes.
So what you're saying is if you received a paycheck, you would be fake.
I'd be a whore. I'd be like, wow, that's some album you got there, Fred Durst.
You know what?
Nice. 2 points.
You know, you'd be lying if you said that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I mean,
tell you what, Carrot Top, you're one funny bastard.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw Carrot Top was on Regis and Kelly the other day. I can honestly tell you this. Carrot Top, I've seen Carrot Top do like maybe 10 sets, like on different TV shows.
Yeah.
Out of those 10 sets, I've laughed one time. One time did he come up with something where I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny. One time. Other than that, all the other stuff, it's like this. Oh, jeez.
I tell you what, Danny Bonaducci, you're one funny guy.
Oh,
absolutely.
You've had one great career.
This is the way I look at it. I'm doing this for free, right? This is free. This is volunteer work. I'm coming down here on my time doing this stuff, which means that if I'm not really interested in what's going on, or I should say
but don't you think
I should be able to sit it out? You know, what are you going to do, cut my paycheck?
No, I'm not saying I'm not trying to make you stay here. I don't care. You know, if you don't want to be here, you don't want to be
here. It's not that I don't
want
to be here.
But don't leave me hanging.
I'm not leaving you hanging.
And don't leave Rocket hanging.
You're better at this stuff than I am. You're better at doing that interview stuff than I am.
I suck at it.
Come on, stop.
Listen,
I'm just learning.
How many times, look at what do you call it? What's his name? Look at the Darren Carter, the party starter. What did I do that interview other than laugh at the punchlines? That's it.
That's one interview.
Yeah, that one was kind of big because he was on a cell phone and it didn't work.
Yeah, I know, but I kind of didn't have anything to say to the guy. It's like, so, what's up? You know, what's going on? How's your show?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do?
That's it.
I just do like I do when Darren Carter calls.
Bye bye.
Darren Carter.
Yeah.
Dane Cook.
I get a freaking nasty cold, man. If I cough throughout the show, people, and you listen to the program, go ahead and send me hate mail because I'm dying.
Wait, you don't have the mute button?
You know, I don't have a cough button.
The cough button?
We don't have that type of technology in the studio.
Oh, I thought,
The cough button is actually a dump button as well.
Oh, It's actually turn your head and don't cough into the microphone. That's our cough button.
Oh, I thought when you cough, you go to Mexican music.
Well, I purposely coughed into the microphone to let people know that I had a cold.
Ah, because that's a funny bit.
Right.
Oh, look, I have a cold.
It's called identifying the source of your bad voice.
I see.
Right.
Sure.
All right, everybody. We got a bunch to do on today's show. Let's.
No, we don't.
You want to just do the college shout-outs?
Yeah, let's get them out of the way.
Let's do that. All right. College shout-outs, everybody. If we'd like to shout-out the young kids from around the country for listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. Got three college shout-outs due today.
Today!
Appalachian State, everybody.
The Honeybees!
Shout-out to all the kids at Appalachian State. Is that their mascot?
The Fighting Ukes!
Is it the Honeybees?
The Lumberjacks!
All right, I guess not. Stanford University, everybody.
Woo! The Big Trees.
That's right.
The Cardinal.
Shout out to the dead kid at Stanford University.
Hey, has there been a week where he hasn't listened?
I don't. Yeah, there has been one.
Ah. Wait a minute. See, that throws everything off then.
What?
So that means someone is actually there to shut it off.
Yeah. Well, not, maybe.
Isn't that weird at all?
Maybe the.
I think they lost power.
Yeah, I was going to say. Power. I think they lost power.
Right.
That was when, you know, they were going through the rolling blackout.
All right. That makes sense. Okay.
And also, shout out to Iowa University.
Really?
The Hawkeyes, right?
The Hawkeyes, yeah.
The Hawkeyes.
The Hawkeyes.
Iowa Hawkeyes, Iowa State Cyclones.
Right. Yeah, a lot to do on today's show. Miss Bunny's going to call in, and we're supposed to talk to comedian Robert Kelly.
Right.
Which was originally Patrice O'Neill, and it turned into Robert Kelly.
All right, fine.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
Robert Kelly, funny guy. Opened up for Dane Cook on the last tour. What was it? Torgasm. That was Dane Cook's big, you know, tour. He was selling out arenas. And Robert Kelly was the guy to open for him. Very funny guy.
Wow.
And, yeah, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, stop saying that. That's your new crutch.
Yeah.
We got to follow Larry King. You're not supposed to talk about what you're going to do in the show. Just get to it.
Fuck Larry King.
That's
dude.
Kieran's thing.
That's my thing.
I don't know what to talk about. Hi, this is Kieran. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
More tornadoes, everybody. Remember last week we were talking about the tornadoes, how they hit Illinois?
Sure.
And this week, it's we were talking about how, like, when the news reporters do the story on the tornadoes, how it's, like, so stock. It's, like, the same shit in every report. Well, there was one in Iowa just yesterday, and here's the report. Same crap, just they implemented different animals and different people, like different genders.
Here we go. As the tornado sped toward Russell Nance, his son captured this frightening home video. They were on their porch.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Tornadoes ripped through at least 10 towns in Iowa Saturday, this one in Woodward, where a neighbor helped pull a woman and her dog from her home right after the tornado blew through it.
Same shit, right?
Right.
Everybody agree?
That was wrong.
What?
All right. Why would you, if it's that close where you have to scream, oh my God, get in the fucking basement.
Right.
You know, don't stand there like, I'm doing this for the greater good, or, you know, people need to know about the tornado.
Well, that's another thing. That's another thing. With this tornado, there was a little spark of energy with the story. Some guy actually caught the tornado on film. He was 200 feet away from the damn thing. And it, like, passed by his house. Oh, okay, here's a phone call, everybody. Break into our discussion. Miss Bunny.
Hello. How
it's
are you?
Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show. We're actually in the middle of the show, and we're just going to bring you right on air. Is that cool?
Sure.
What are you doing? What are you up to nowadays?
I do all kinds of stuff. I'm doing a lot of traveling lately. Bunch of the pageants and all that stuff. Lots of magazine shoots.
Right. Now, you're Miss Nude Petite America? Is that your title?
No, you're close, though. Actually, my newest and most significant title is Miss Nude World.
Miss Nude World?
Well, like 3 weeks ago.
You won that 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you very much.
Now, is that like a Miss America pageant type of thing? Do you, like, come out and do, like, a variety of, like, exercises? You know, like, they do the bikini thing, they do the talent portion?
I'm guessing there is no bikini portion of the show.
Right.
Well, no, actually, there is bikini walk.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, we do a bikini walk at the beginning of each evening so that we can be scored on, like, body parts and stuff.
What other, elements of the pageant are there? as far as...
Well, you do a bikini walk, there's a gown walk. I guess years ago they used to actually do an interview, but I just had to do, when I made it to finals, I had to do two different shows in one night, and they only get, five girls tops get to compete for finals on the last night. And so you have to do two shows, like two different style shows, one of which you can make a mess with and one that you have to keep neater. So,
okay.
Like, I only got to use my waterfall for one of the shows.
Now, you're a fetish model, right?
Yep.
And now, explain to, because I'm not really sure what that is.
No idea.
But, hey, Todd, I mean, we log on to MissBunny.com and taken a look at you. I've seen pretty much every part of you. explain to us what you do and how you entertain the public.
Well, fetish modeling usually means like latex or like leather,
right,
horses brain, stuff like that, like, you know, kinky kind of stuff. And so I did a shoot for like Hustler's Taboo, which is all chicks and making out in latex and stuff. And I don't know. So that's what I do officially to call myself a fetish model. But inside my website, I don't know, there's all kinds of good stuff actually.
I actually noticed that there's like a webcam portion on your website. Now,
yeah. Yeah, I used to be, like, religiously do, like, 2 to 3 webcam shows a week. But when I'm on the road, I really can't do that many of them. But I try to be on, like, once a week.
So that's what you do. You go out to, like, clubs around America, and you get on there, you get on the stage, and you, like, do you do, like, you know, beating up men type of stuff, like the dominatrix type of stuff?
Not really. As a featured dancer, like, when, you know, you go to strip clubs and the girls go through the rotation, they go on stage.
Right.
When I go on stage, I have, like, elaborate props and costumes, and I'm on stage for, like, 20 minutes. And, in fact, I have, like, a new aerial routine where I have a trapeze that I use.
Nice.
I have a giant champagne glass I use and all that stuff. So I try to keep it interesting.
Yeah. For the listeners, Miss Bunny is a redhead, and redheads are freaky, everybody. I'm telling you. It's a different type of human.
True.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just out of curiosity, Miss Bunny Rocket here. You bi?
Bi what?
Oh. Bisexual?
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Me? Yes, no, definitely. I don't date women, but I like to play with women.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't date women, but she likes to play with women.
Get the little latex thing going.
So, like, we wouldn't be going out of bounds if we said that you pretty much get laid whenever you want. Is that the type of thing? Is that what goes on with you?
Whenever she feels like it.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Oh, man. See, I love to wake up every morning just knowing that I can get laid anytime I want.
Wow.
That's got to be a great freaking feeling.
Women come from in Kermit general King. Have that distinct advantage over men.
Yeah.
I don't know very many women at all who have ever said they've, like, gone up to someone and said, hey, would you like to have sex with me, and has ever gotten shot down.
I think I've had sex with women that get up every morning and think, hey, I'm not getting laid today. That sucks. I'm sure I've had sex with women like that.
And what was the last time you had a scenario like that, Karen?
Oh, shut up. See, my co-host here, I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce him. It's Rocket here, my CEO, and Ronnie Beans, who's reading the newspaper right now.
How you doing?
Being a complete asshole.
He's getting ready for the news.
Yeah. He's getting ready for the news. He's our news guy. What was I just saying, Rock? Oh, I don't get laid.
How much of a dick I am. Yeah.
Oh, I don't get
laid. All the time, yeah.
That's my thing. I don't get laid.
Right.
And the guys like to poke fun at me about it, because is that what I was saying?
Well,
Rock?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's been like, what, a couple weeks? When was the last time you got laid? A couple weeks? A couple months? How long was it? How long? How long? Ron?
I believe Bill Clinton was in office. That's all I remember.
Miss Bunny, it's around 8 years our dear friend Karen McCann last got laid. That's all she's got on that.
She has nothing.
She's just like, oh.
Screw it.
That sucks.
This guy blows.
That's sad.
What the hell am I doing on this show?
Poor guy.
That's what she's thinking.
Poor
right
guy.
Now. So, MissBunny.com is the website, and Miss Bunny is a fetish model. I'm telling you, people, all the sick freaks that listen to this program, we like to call them the inmates. I would log on to MissBunny.com, everybody, and check her out, because she's got the webcam thing, and I think I might actually have to indulge myself into the webcams, because I'm a big webcam guy.
This is going to be after the show tonight, just kind of,
yeah,
you know.
Would you find that kind of weird?
Do I think, like, webcam thing is weird?
Yeah, well...
No, not at all.
Yeah, see?
So it's a very safe way to, like, you know, play with total strangers. It's kind of awesome, actually.
Nice. I love her attitude. I love it.
She's very dominant, Miss Bunny.
Love it.
I think.
I love it. I need to get dominated.
She Miss Bunny takes control. She's this type of girl that just once you get into bed with her, you're like prey to her. You're like a gazelle. You're like a gazelle, and she's the lion, and she's coming to beat you up. That's what I want. I'm not into like getting spanked or anything. I like to get like literally beat up. And I think Miss Bunny could provide that. And that's the guy that she's a lion. That's what she is. That's what I'm telling you, people. Any comments, Miss Bunny?
It really depends on my mood, I suppose.
God damn.
When
looking at photos.
I know, she's fantastic.
Sorry.
We are so like just like staring at you.
Yeah.
Like,
you also had an HBO thing, right? Didn't you have an HBO thing for a little while?
Yeah, it was one of the G-String Divas.
Oh, I remember that. That was a great show.
Yeah, there's a title for you. That was fun, actually. They took my life over like a year.
Really?
Yeah, and because I was working as a house dancer at the time, and you know, when you're in the strip club and there's a camera crew following you around, like no one is going to give you any money. But it turned out okay, and it turned out to be like really great exposure for me, and it was just fun. So I sort of had this fantasy at the time, like, this is going to be really great because everyone's seen me naked and now they get to hear what I have to say, too. Kind of misguided, but it's okay.
Very nice. Miss Bunny taking over the world, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of things. Like, you do a whole bunch of things. Like, and she's, like, traveling around the country every day. She's in airports, going to clubs, you know, traveling to another club, doing this other gig. She's all over the place, Miss Bunny.
Yeah. I wonder, how did you get in? How did you get into all this? Like, how did it all begin? When did Miss Bunny become Miss Bunny?
Well,
I mean, you can't just wake up and be like, hey, I'm Miss Bunny. Let's see what I can do.
I know the answer to that question.
I knew that I was, like, you know, destined to be some kind of, like, a kinky, like, you know, icon, I guess. As young as, like, 14, I started, like, building my own bondage gear out of, like, pack supplies. I'm from a small town in Michigan.
Really?
I swear to God.
That's what the kids in Michigan do.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, really?
No, there's totally nothing else to do.
You either ice fish or you make bondage, like, stuff.
Yeah. One or the other.
The other.
Out of, like, horse supplies. So I moved to Detroit when I was 18, and I started modeling for, like, a fetish clothing company. And one of the very first fetish fashion shows we ever did, they dressed me up in a latex, like, Playboy Bunny outfit. And I got to hog tie and pour champagne on, like, a latex-clad Hugh Hefner-type guy. And they shot a behind-the-scenes video to sell in the store. Anyway, long story short, between each scene, like, in the finished video, is my ass walking away from the camera with, like, a fuzzy bunny tail and fishnets.
Right.
And I was totally unaware that the guy liked my butt that much. So then the nickname sort of stuck after that. And I became Miss Bunny professionally when I started actually dancing.
Well, there you go. There's a story behind the name Miss Bunny. Miss Bunny is 5'4", 125 pounds, I believe, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. And she's got really big boobies.
Yeah, what's your bra size?
I'm a 34D.
34D.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. High quality stuff.
They're not huge, but they're big.
No, these are fantastic. Believe me.
No, they're a perfect size, I think.
I'm happy with them.
Are they natural?
No.
Yeah.
No, I haven't really worked on. No one's perfect.
Yeah, I like the fake boobs. Screw the natural boobs. Come on. Let's get.
I'll take them whatever they are. Who cares?
I'm digging it. Look at Ron getting all. Ron, my co-host here, is getting all verklempt.
It's hot in here. What can I tell you?
Talking to hot chicks on the lunaticradio.com show. I was getting them all excited, I think. So, Miss Bunny, I appreciate you. I don't want to take up more time. I know you're a busy girl. Anything you want to plug?
What do I have coming up? Actually, in February, I'm going to be... Oh, I'm sorry. My phone's echoing. I'm going to be at the Tattoo Convention in Philadelphia, actually doing a burlesque performance. And it's like the first weekend in February.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, that's
very
awesome.
Cool. I'm actually opening for Murphy's Law.
No way! That's awesome! Murphy's Law rocks!
No, is that the coolest thing?
That is fucking cool.
Is that a band?
This is so fucking hot. That's awesome!
Go ahead, Rock. Explain to the listeners.
Murphy's Law is an awesome fucking band, man. I saw them play at a local bar by my house, man. They're fucking cool, man. Good stuff. Oh, that's going to be fucking awesome. Why don't they do that more often? Hot chicks, like, you know, just getting fucking naked in, like, rock bands. I need that. Fucking awesome.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the first weekend in February. That should be listed in my calendar. But the rest of my tour dates, and I have a bunch of them coming up, should be also in my calendar.
Right, they're all available at MissBunny.com, everybody. Miss Bunny is Miss New World, and she's hot. She's a redhead, so she's feisty, everybody. And she'll kick your ass in the bed. She'll kick your ass. That's what I'm thinking. All right, Miss Bunny, I appreciate you taking the time out to come on our stupid little show here.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Miss Bunny on the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Yeah.
Woo-woo. She's got a lot going on.
She's got a lot going on, and we have a lot to learn about her, everybody.
That none of us ever heard of fetish modeling?
No. What the hell is that?
Well, like she said, it's all, you know, latex and whips and enemas.
But I didn't know there was, like, different types of modeling.
Isn't sure.
It all just the same shit?
Apparently.
Can we, let's get back to it.
Well,
she's hot.
See what, you know.
Oh,
what it,
yeah.
You know what it is? Like, when we look at it, it's just naked chick doing stuff.
Right.
Like, we're not, oh, okay, let's go find us a fetish model. Like, that's right. More like fetish, you know, like she was talking about Hustler Taboo, which is a fetish magazine. You know, like, but it's all like feet and leather and whips right. And
that kind of people like that shit.
Yeah, it's not just naked people.
Right.
Whatever.
I had nothing to talk
who
to her
care?
About.
Hey, listen, it's a hot chick. She took the time out. We got to talk to her.
I appreciate Miss Bunny coming
you know,
on the program.
I'm taking
the... Hey, I'm sure she's a cool girl. I'd love to meet her at a bar at one of her gigs and drink some beers and she can punch me in the gut and kick me in the balls. That'd be great.
I'm digging the website. Look at those pictures.
I know.
Yeah, log on to MissBunny.com, everybody, and check out Miss Bunny. It's MissBunny.
She loves to add soup.
.com.
Soup. I love she loves love to add super sexy new pictures every week.
I love how she has the little hearts on her, like for her areola.
Her little pasties.
See that? It's very nice.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right, Miss Bunny. I should have just asked her if we could have sex. Just get it over with.
Okay.
End the streak, everybody.
Yeah, end the streak, everybody.
End
so
the streak.
You'd have to convince a girl to have sex with you and convince her to come out to the east end of Long Island. Because you're not going, I'm not going to the city.
Oh, man, I'm dying. I got the big C.
I think you got the Triple H.
Yeah!
Her right. Pep in the hiv.
That was Miss Bunny. We'll continue our discussion about the tornadoes and stuff like that when we come back from break.
Yeah.
All right, more LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
Hey, this is Brian Scott.
And this is Jim and Kate Raven. And we are LunaticRadio.com. Hey, we're not LunaticRadio.com. We're Rocks Radio.
No shit, dumbass. You see, the way it works is we're doing a promo for them, LunaticRadio.com.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
I swear to God, that broad's ass, I can bounce a freaking nickel off of it.
Here McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
For me to fly.
Hang on.
Fuck, these guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer.
Yeah. Psycho Stick, everybody. PsychoStick.com. Unsigned band from Phoenix. Funny shit, man. It's LunaticRadio.com show. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202 Loon, 206-202 566.
This song should win a Grammy.
It should. Yeah.
That's the best song I've heard, and I don't even know how long. That's better than half the shit that's on the radio.
Yeah. And luckily, this song is being picked up by radio stations around the country.
Really? Good for them. We should get these guys on the show.
Yeah. Well, I actually sent a list of stuff to the booking department, and these guys were included
on
that list.
Nice.
Word them up. Psycho Stick, everybody. PsychoStick.com.
You know, they hit the nail on the head. Beer's good and stuff.
I like to apologize to Miss Bunny for the awkward interview. Because, I just really wanted to ask her one question. Have sex with me.
That's not a question.
Oh, that's more of a statement.
Yes.
Wow, those are great pictures of Miss Bunny on this studio monitor right now.
She's got
especially that,
that
one right there.
What is that?
Wow.
Is she?
Who's
that?
Get her back on the phone, damn it. Somebody call her again.
Is that a piercing right there?
Sure is. Unless it's the.
Dude, and she knows she's a real redhead. Look at her. She's like ivory white.
Wow.
Gotta tell you though, having porno chicks on the show via phone, not always the greatest thing in the world.
It's lacking something.
Yeah. You know, we need those chicks like underneath our consoles, fondling, minding the stepchildren.
Yes.
Yeah. See, like, I would just be like, listen, please just take your clothes off.
All right.
Take your clothes off. Please.
During the break, Ron and I, the discussion was the big fight on the lunaticradio.com message board.
Oh,
there's a fight going on between
Fagnuts and Joe Cock.
Two listeners from Florida.
Joe Cock flamed Fagnuts for listening to the show too often.
Right.
He listens to the show all the time.
Right, and the shows, it's a weekly broadcast, so it repeats all the time.
And
Joe Cock is saying to Fagnuts about, how can you listen to the same goddamn show over and over?
Right.
Which is a valid point.
And he said that's also why he was able to quote, like, so much stuff that, like, we didn't even remember because he listens to the show a lot. So, apparently, Fagnuts got very upset and wrote this, like, 12-page diatribe.
Yeah, Fagnuts wrote like a novel.
It's longer than the Declaration of Independence.
The history of Fagnuts and his post to Joe.
He even started it out, we the people,
But you find something wrong with him, who cares? I listen to the show multiple times, you know.
I
do too.
Listen, you listen to the show as many times as you want.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine.
He's a great listener.
Doesn't it sound like Joe Cox with an earshot of him listening to the show all the time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all three of them, him, Fagnuts, Joe Cox, and Race Car, they're like, they're all...
Like they work together?
Yeah.
So, like, because Fagnuts listens to the show all the time, Joe Cox, like, has to listen to the show as well all the time?
Yeah. They're all A-game inmates, man.
Well, right. Question. Did you read the diatribe, the missive? Did you read that? What's a CAD?
AutoCAD. It's an architectural program. And you work on computers, you could, like, you know, make shit.
Well, these two just went off on each other. Like, completely just like, F you fucking dick.
Yeah.
What do you want to suck, Ronnie's cock?
The one guy even blew him up that, like, he's on MySpace all the time.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what are you talking about? Your girlfriend got off MySpace. And I was like, oh. And then the best line, and I have to give it up.
Yes.
To Fagnuts.
Fagnuts gets the award. Give him the bell.
Fagnuts stated that watching Joe Cock play guitar is like watching Michael J. Fox play Jenga. Which is probably the funniest thing I've heard in, I'd say, in 6 months. That's the funniest joke I've heard.
Fagnuts is officially inner circle with that line.
That's awesome. I mean, I don't know if he stole it, if he heard it, did he come up with it himself? I don't know, but that's the best line.
I got to be partial to picking a winner of this brawl.
That right there.
But
that's Fagnut. Fagnuts wins.
I'm not gonna
first round goes to Fagnuts.
All right.
This ain't over. I want to see you guys bring it. Come on.
It's a 12 round battle.
You throw that Michael J. Fox line out there. That's a knockout. You know, he's down. He's getting a standing eight after that.
The listeners fighting amongst each other.
I love it.
Yeah.
Look what Ted Stryker started. Everyone's all hostile.
I mean, that's just poof.
Fagnuts he had beef with Ted Stryker.
He's got beef with everybody.
That just seems like, you know, I don't think he really had beef.
No,
they were just being funny. But come on, think about it. He hit him up with a guitar, like, not just like you're fat, you're ugly, you're bald.
Yeah.
This is your guitar playing, and he threw out Michael J. Fox, right? Who has MS or whatever, and Jenga. I mean, any time that you could throw guitar, Michael J. Fox, and Jenga into an insult, I mean, that's huge.
That's
like a triple play, right?
That's art.
That is art.
I mean, somebody who's his ex is as skilled at putting people down as I am can appreciate that. I mean, that's a home run right there.
Right.
I mean, the more...
Put some thought into the dig.
Yeah.
The more obscure you can get and just hit every nail right on the head, because you would think about what it would be like watching Michael J. Fox play Jenga, and then think about the guy playing guitar. I mean, it's...
It's perfect.
Yeah, I think, and I think he got Joe pretty hard because, like, when Joe posted back, he's like, "Oh, dude, I'm just busting your chops. Yeah. I didn't mean to cause problems."
Knockout blow.
Yeah. Oh man, that's a gut punch right there. That's falling. Just a gut punch that you weren't expecting. You know, you get air come out of him.
Fag Nuts post has got to be what 500 words? 500 words, probably.
Probably.
It's a lot. It has paragraphs.
I love it. I love that because it gives him the stats. Post one.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs.
He put him into paragraphs. He'd use punctuation. He probably ran this through Microsoft Word before.
I mean, that's
it should have, that post should have a cover page.
Yeah. That's longer than anything I've written in like 2 years. Yeah,
should have a freaking glossary on that thing.
Right. I've written like work proposals that weren't that long.
Index that bastard.
Good job, Fag Nuts.
A cover page.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should, yeah. Fag Nuts. Too bored. R.E. Joe Cock.
So it's a big fight between amongst the listeners. Yeah. And if you are a listener of the program and you still want a t-shirt, because we still have some here, email us at the show at lunaticradio.com and we'll send one out to you. I believe our man Scott Osachik has a t-shirt that he might sport on stage. He sent me an email about it. And at his next gig, maybe when he's playing in, I think it's Comedy Zone in North Carolina. He plays that venue a lot, and he's going to wear the LunaticRadio.com t-shirt on stage.
Excellent.
Which is cool, so we'll see what happens with that. Yeah. We were talking about the tornadoes and how when the news people do a story on the tornadoes, the story is the same with every tornado. It's, you know,
windy.
It's windy. A lady was in her house, and she was in her closet, and the rest of the house got destroyed, but she was safe. A dog got hurt, something like that. So here we go.
As the tornado sped toward Russell Nance, his son captured this frightening home video. They were on their porch.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Tornadoes ripped through at least 10 towns in Iowa Saturday, this one in Woodward, where a neighbor helped pull a woman and her dog from her home right after the tornado blew through it.
Now, in the last week's tornado report, it was horses that were hurt.
Oh, look at that.
So they substituted the dog for the horses.
So it's like a Mad Libs.
Is there anybody else in there with you? Do you need help?
In Stratford, an 84-year-old woman was killed, found dead under what was once her house. Her family now digs through what's left.
We're taking care of the physical things that we got to take care of, and then we'll take care of the spiritual things later on.
Dozens of homes and farms were destroyed, and entire towns left in ruin.
Back out! There's a gas leak!
And a gas leak forced hundreds more from their homes. This is not tornado season. Tornadoes are rare this time of year. In fact, there have been only 23 November tornadoes in Iowa since 1950. Now, rescue...
You're right, Rocket. I don't even have to play the rest of the clip. It's like Mad Libs.
Yeah, it's like just... It's like...
Yeah, you substitute the town.
Yeah.
Substitute the animal that got hurt.
Substitute the human being right. that died.
That's right. You know, the name of the trailer park.
Right.
And change the number of the amount of people that died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. And you got your tornado report.
Yeah. Pretty much.
No need to send a correspondent on location.
Nope.
Just get into the editing room and be like, where did tornado happen? Oh, Oklahoma? Okay. Oklahoma. Into the microphone. That's all you got to
do. Almost like where you could just like add it in. You know, there would be like a tornado hit. Oklahoma.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. They did that on The Simpsons. I love the Super Bowl of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And they put the beer logo. We're the president.
George Bush.
That's right.
That was great.
Yeah.
Their tornado killed 120 people. But the dog was saved.
Literally, you can, and you can also do that with the reactions, like the when the people do the interviews about, oh, my house was destroyed,
right.
But we're going to rebuild. You can just incorporate anything in there, any tornado story. Just inject something that somebody said during a tornado disaster.
The house fell on my grandmother.
Right. It's freaking Mad Libs.
It is. You just, you know, add in.
You know what I realized with all these weather stories you've been doing lately? By far, Race Car Johnny's weather bit on the hurricane was the most interesting and the most to the point, you know?
I wish... Do we have that? We might have that somewhere.
Yeah, I could look
it up on the audition or something. You might have it somewhere. Go ahead, Rock. You can just search for that. Yeah, you got to hear Race Car Johnny's report from Hurricane Wilma. A little different than the tornado ones. A little different than the stock report people give for the hurricanes. Because that's pretty much the same thing, right?
Oh, all that stuff is. Hurricanes, tornadoes. It's getting windy. The water's rising. Shit's blowing over.
Right.
Okay. No kidding.
Yeah, so the tornadoes are just a thing. It's the same goddamn news report.
Yes.
Just different location. But the only thing different about this one, the one that happened in Iowa from the one that happened in Illinois last week, is that actually somebody caught it on film. And the tornado was coming right by his house, and some asshole ran out in his front lawn and was like, "Hey, let me film that." And here's the audio.
I got you. Oh, there's the roof.
Roof. Get in the house.
Here, get down there.
Hurry.
There's a tornado coming by his house right now.
Right now.
Guy's on his front lawn. What an effing nutball. Only in Iowa.
Right, only.
Wow. So I guess this is where another fetish level will come out.
Right. And at that point, the hurricane starts, like, the air, the wind, picks him up and drags him because he's, like, chasing the freaking thing as it passes his house.
So come back here, you stupid hurricane.
Yeah. No, tornado.
Yeah. Come back here, you tornado. You think you're going to come through my house, take down my best goddamn cherry tree?
As the tornado...
shotgun. Come back here, you son of a bitch.
As the tornado, like, just rips past his house, the guy goes, he's like, he gets the bright idea to run to the side of his house to catch more shots of it, and the wind just picks him up and kind of drags him. And he's like, holy crap, it's picking me up!
The wind's picking me up, goddamn, I'm glad I had that extra, you know, big Carl's Jr.
God! God! Hey, just help all the way up. Oh my God!
Now he's so excited, and he's like, "Holy crap! That was a dumb idea to go out on the front lawn."
Why? Why?
That's it! Get over here! Open dog!
And that was
the hell.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Never film a tornado when you're standing next to the tornado.
Here's the lunaticradio.com tip of the day.
Yeah. Right. Please.
Leave the tornadoes to the professionals.
Yeah. It's like, don't feed the lions at the zoo.
Sure. Yeah. Don't chase tornadoes with a camera.
What would happen if I poked this lion with a little old stick?
Right.
Pokey pokey, Mr. Lion.
What would happen if I stuck my arm through the fence to feed the lion a
cracker?
What
you gonna do now, Mr. Lion? I'm poking you with this here short stick.
Right. Don't do that. So, Rocket, you got that clip of Race Car Johnny doing the report?
Now, this is a real report.
Yeah, this is a real report, people.
All right, so anyway, Race Car Johnny, one of our listeners down there in Naples, Florida, was outside on his front lawn or in his backyard somewhere, and he left us this report on how Wilma was acting up.
Yo, 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 this is Race Car Johnny calling from Hurricane Wilma. We got, like, I don't know, like 90 miles per hour wind coming in right now. Standing out there in the driveway. The eyewall is passing a little south of us, so not going to be able to do a call from the eyewall, which would have been pretty cool. But
yeah, so there you go. There's Race Car Johnny. That's a good report.
That was Fag Nuts.
No, that's Race Car Johnny.
That was Race Car Johnny?
Yeah.
That was the best weather report ever.
Yeah.
It's windy. There you go.
Right. We don't need to send a correspondent on location to, you know, give us a stock report of what's going on. What, Ron? Ron's laughing at something no one else knows. What are you laughing at? Ron's laughing at the TV. What? Ron?
They were fishing, and they caught a shark, and the guy's...
He shot the shark.
Oh, Ron, he can't say it. The shark got in a boat and he went to grab it and the thing like twitched and he jumped up and he shot it.
Oh, that's hysterical for the listeners. They love that.
Well, you asked me what the hell was going on.
Yeah, well, you just, if you're gonna laugh at something, that's just like, it's radio, Ron. It's not a visual thing anymore.
Oh my.
You know what I mean? All right, everybody. We got some drunk calls. We got a new drunk caller from Austin, Texas. I believe his name's Johnny. I don't know who he is. Big fan of the show, apparently.
They all are.
And this is what he had to say in his drunk call. So here we go.
Yo, Kieran, what's up? Dude, this is Johnny B coming straight at ya from fucking Austin, ya fucking bitch. Dude, Lunatic Radio is fucking shit, dude. Hey, Kieran, you need to break off from these fucking talentless fucks and fucking do your own shit. Ronnie Beans. Ronnie fucking Beans. You like the fucking Yankees? You fucking faggot, dude. You know what you need to do? You need to go in the fucking bathroom and show us what you fucking need to do with the fucking Yankees. I'm so fucking hammered, I don't even know. Hey, here's the only thing I can do for fucking Kieran. I go, Laguna Beach!
Laguna Beach!
So why don't you fuck off, you fucking bitches? Because all we do is get fucked up in Austin, Texas. Hey, Rocket. Dude, hey. Yeah.
He's just going to go off on everybody, I think.
Why not?
I think that's what he does.
Bro, Rocket. Dude, you know what you need to do? You need to change your goddamn name to Kevin Federline, dude. Because you're two talentless fucks that fucking loom off the success of other motherfuckers, dude.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Wow.
There's no success here, but
yeah.
You guys want to comment? He ripped you both. Ron for liking the Yankees and Rocket for being talentless. I don't know.
I think in a subtle way he was trying to say that I was talentless as well.
All right.
Well, because he said you should break off and do your own thing, and
yeah,
you know, we're keeping you down.
I would suck if I was on my own.
Yeah. Could you? Yeah, you know, Kieran. I'll give you an example right now of Kieran doing a show by himself. And there you go.
Dude. And you try to fucking do some bullshit, dude. Hey.
Still talking
Rocket,
about Rocket.
Get the fuck out of there, dude. Because you know. The only thing funny that you said is, you know what, hey, Rocket, dude, if you're going to kill yourself, put that fucking shit on the fucking air, because that shit's fucking funny, bitch.
Wow.
Junior.
Wow, you got any comments?
Wow. Is there more?
There's more.
Keep going. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I know what to fucking say about you, dude. You know what you need to do? You need to fucking start screwing your shit like Jenny Blowjob. You fucking bitch, dude. You fucking bitch. Dude, this is Austin, Texas, bitch.
Little bitch.
Little bitch. You don't even know what the fuck's going on. I'm looking at your fucking picture on the website, dude, thinking, you know what? This fucker's got his mouth cocked.
He's talking about Junior, who's hardly ever on the program.
He's got to be a long-time listener. When's the last time Junior's been on the show?
I don't know.
Like months.
Wide open, yeah. Like he can take a fucking 10-inch hammer down his fucking throat. Fucking slow job. All right, dude. Hey, Lunatic Radio fucking is the best fucking podcast out there, dude. It's the fucking best out there, period, dude.
I love it. He comes all the way back around.
I don't know his name. I think it's John or Sean. I don't know. I couldn't pick that up. But he rips 2/3 of the show,
right.
But then says...
Plus Junior.
Yeah, plus Junior, who's really not on the show anymore. And then he says it's the best podcast in the world.
It's amazing.
Great guy.
Dude, this is fucking Shawnee B, fucking straight Shawnee. Out of fucking Via Iowa. Dude, hey, straight out of fucking bullshit. Hey, let me tell you my boy.
Dude,
hey.
Dude,
hey.
Dude,
wow. Hey.
Dude,
hey.
Dude,
hey.
Dude,
hey.
Dude,
hey.
Dude.
Get out of here, right, real quick. Shut up, man. What's up, motherfucker? You can still bring some new shit, because you shit's just getting old, brother. Yeah, exactly. That's fucking Stevie. That's Stevie Ryan fucking yelling at your shit, dude. And you don't want that fucking shit. Your shit's fucking not getting old, though. Your fucking shit is fucking hype on the fucking podcast. Like, Kid and Play. That's right. I said hype.
Kid and Play.
I'm going to stab you in the fucking...
He's coming. Come on. Keep going.
I think it's Shawnee calling from 1984.
This guy's good. He's coming back. I like this. I like where he's going.
Oh, dude. See, now I'm making this shit too long.
Sorry. Come
on. You know I need to end this shit?
Finish strong.
Laguna Beach.
All right.
Wow.
Laguna Beach.
Dude, he referenced Kid and Play.
That's quality.
Circa what? 93?
Kid and Play is like 88.
88.
Dude, Kid and Play, Kid and Play was like, I was a sophomore in high school.
Shawnee B, good listener on the program.
How about that?
Even though he's critical of
all right.
We all suck, but Kieran. Yeah, I don't know. I thought I was the one that sucked. I don't know. All right, but Shawnee is
and
not
he's
done.
He's from Austin. There's more?
He's not done. He got another call.
There's more?
There's more. I don't know what he says in this one, but...
Oh, it's incomprehensible.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Here we go. Shawnee B from Austin, I think. Here we go.
Yo, Kieran, what up, dog? This is Shawnee B calling back again. You know, I know why. Hey, the only reason I want to fucking call back, the only reason I want to call back is because... Y'all love the shit on fucking podcasting.
Goddamn
y'all
right.
Y'all love the fucking shit on podcasting. Yo, Rhino, come to the shit on fucking podcasting. You love the shit, dude? Dude, that was too fucking niggerific, bro.
Hey,
all I gotta tell you is... Laguna Beach!
Laguna Beach!
Laguna Beach!
Laguna Beach!
That killed those vaginas! How the fuck is that?
Give it up for the brotherhood.
Bullshit, dude. Yeah. Get your fucking shit together, dude. Hey, Lunatic Radio is a fucking bomb, dude. It's the best fucking podcast out there. Dude, I tried to fucking bust your fucking chops, dude. Y'all know that y'all are the best fucking podcast out there, dude. I'm from fucking up north and the fucking... I'm from fucking Iowa, dude.
Iowa.
I ain't fucking fag nuts down in fucking Florida, bitch.
Uh-oh.
I ain't fucking fag nuts down there. Uh-oh. I ain't fucking reciting streets. You know what you need to do? You need to get yourself a fucking push groom, bitch. That and a fucking mustache.
Oh, no. What?
I don't even have a fucking clue what the fuck I'm saying right awful. Now.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just admitting to it right now.
All I know is Blowjob Jenny's hot, dude. She needs to fucking stick that weed whacker back in the fucking pussy, dude. For real. Hey, anytime y'all want to come down here to fucking Austin, Texas, dude, that's where I'm fucking from.
Yeah.
You guys can stay down here for fucking ever, dude, because I was just out in fucking, Oh, what the fuck is that, New York?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What is that, New York?
Wait, I thought he said he was from Iowa.
He lives in Austin. He's from Iowa.
All right.
Stop fucking New York. Be my company. Pay for it. Fuck that shit, dude. Y'all are gonna like it, dude. I was gonna try and get my roommate to say Laguna Beach.
All right.
Say it, dude. You gotta say it like fuck. You gotta say it like Fat Cam, bitch. Say it like Fat Cam. Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
Because it's Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
Say it now. Say it now. Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
Everyone knows Fat Cam, bitch.
Oh hell yeah.
It's getting on the bus.
You goddamn right.
Hey, I want to send some shout-outs. Shout-outs to fucking University of fucking Iowa, bitch. The Hawkeyes, dude, they're going to dominate.
And what?
You know, good job Jenny talking about pussy smelling like fucking dick. You know what? How about pussy smelling...
This guy's completely
hammered.
Exactly.
You can't sniff it when a dick's in you, but I'm saying, how about fucking fat dick smelling like fucking Kieran, bitch? Dude, you need to beat that bitch fucking silly.
All right.
Woo.
Yeah. We have psychos listening to this program.
Can I get the transcript of this?
Here. I know.
Who made this looks like, you know what? Fuck that shit, dude. Fuck that shit, dude. Oh, dude, you know who we haven't hit on yet? We haven't hit on Ted Stryker.
Uh-oh.
You want to know why? Because Ted Stryker doesn't do shit, dude.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, were you on Airplane, Ted Stryker? The fucking classic movie with left.
All right, this guy might get the hook pretty soon.
Uh-oh. How much longer is it?
Where's the five-minute rule?
Yeah. All right, here we go. A little bit more.
Billy Nielsen. You fucking faggot, dude. You know what you need to do? You need to fucking go find some raptors and fucking find a rope and string your shit up, blah, blah, blah. I don't fucking know. Keep it real, dude. Lunatic Radio is a fucking
bomb,
bro.
Dude, that's a clip right
here,
there. Blah, blah, blah.
Break
I
off
don't
from
fucking
fucking
know.
Losers and I ain't fucking saying this shit because I'm joking. Because Lunatic Radio is the shit. And that's a blah, blah, blah. And don't dump the fucking losers because this is what makes the show. Blowjob Jenny.
All right.
I'm going to be fucking throwing the ram down your fucking throat. Yeah.
Man, everybody wants to bang Jenny.
Oh, why not?
Take a number.
And who the fuck is that? You know.
Oh, here we go. Come on, dude. thought he was done.
Karen, keep it real, bro.
I am.
Dude, keep it fucking real.
Goddamn right I am.
You're going to be clowning me on your fucking show someday, but yeah, you know what?
How about this? Keep it fucking short.
Yeah.
I'll be on that fucking hour, dude. Fuck that shit, dude. Hey, this faggot's eating. This fucking... All right, that's fine. And the faggot's eating cheese like a fucking mouse.
Huh? All right. All right.
Wow.
What?
Huh?
Wow.
That was almost as long as Fagnuts' diatribe, Dad. Except that was a speech.
I think his phone hung up on him.
His phone had enough.
His phone had enough. His phone was like, that's it. Phone you're only allowed to say fucking like 18 times. Then the phone just hangs up on its own.
It censors.
Wow.
His phone dumped
out. How about he said that us losers make the show? All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So that was Shawnee B. from Austin, Texas.
He said, Kieran's cool, we're losers, but we need to stay because we help Kieran make the show. Okay. Yeah, hey, whatever way you come around to it, that's, you know.
Yeah, as long as the X's and O's gets us in the end zone, who cares?
That's right. It ain't Purdy, but it's still a win.
Shawnee B., let's make them shorter. Let's get to the point next time when we call. When we call the drunk call, I know you're drunk, and I know you have you can't control your mind and what comes out of your mouth when you're hammered, but try to keep it to like at least 2 minutes.
That drunk call hotline costs money, you know.
Yeah.
So,
but overall, that was good.
How about this? Yeah. 2 minutes, make it good.
I tell you what, people. Every day we find out more and more that our listeners of this freaking program are just as crazy as we are.
Hell yeah!
If not more crazy.
Hell yeah!
Crazier, everybody.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that first phone call that makes me a little nervous.
Right. You'll get it. You'll get it. I mean, ripping Ron about the Yankees is no big deal, but when you're like, somebody's going to call up and be like, Ron, I want to suck your cock.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's not my brother.
Yeah, that's not Kev. That's not cool.
Is it safe to say Fat Kev is like the number one, like, you know, personality?
People love Fat Kev.
You know what's going to happen? Fat Kev's going to be like in an airport, and somebody's going to be like, Fat Kev! And he's going to be like, what? Oh, you must know me. You must know me as Fat Kev the golfer.
And I actually gave Kev a call this week after I heard that.
No shit.
Because over the last couple of weeks, there's been so many references to his calls.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, Kev. I was like, people love you, man. They love you. And he's like, look at him. He's like, Fat Kev's great. That's why.
Come on. You know Fat Kev, if you tell like that, he's going to be like, yeah, and like your point being.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Fat Kev already knew that.
Yeah.
Fat Kev is world renowned.
He's like, people love Fat Kev. Yeah.
God damn it, my dog took a shit on the carpet because he just got a new dog. Fat Kev is infamous. Fat Kev's dog don't do that.
Yeah.
Fat Kev says don't shit on the carpet. And he still shits on the carpet.
His name is dog Fat Kev's dog.
He's named his dog a real queer name too. What? His new name. I forget what it was.
Kieran?
Yeah.
There it is.
It's like Kato or something.
Kato.
I think it's Kato.
It's too bad the dog can't like bark in third person.
Or it's like Trent or something. I don't know.
I can't even fathom what that would be like, but it's funny as hell.
Well, it would just go along, you know. Kev, this is Fat Kev's dog. The dog's like, I don't know.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Yeah, how would a dog bark in third person?
I don't know.
That should be a dumbass question all day.
Yeah, it is.
Fat Kev's dog needs to be let outside. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Dumbass question of the day.
You dumbass. Ron, hit it up.
How can Fat Kev's dog bark in third person?
Is that possible?
Someone get on that.
Dummy ass question of the day. Can a dog bark in third person?
You know, like, I could just imagine that dog, if it takes it. You know how, like, people say that dogs sometimes assimilate the personalities of their owners?
Right.
Like, when you meet the dog's going to be like, listen, I'd bark, but I just don't care.
Right.
Fat Kev's dog doesn't want to bark.
Yeah, so I spoke to my brother on the phone, and I was telling him that, hey, man, you're like a character on the show now. So now you got to become alcoholic and call in every week.
That should be too hard.
Yeah, it's not far off.
Fat Kev can take care of that.
No problem.
Little Fat brother. Kev says, okay.
Give it up for the brotherhood.
Somebody stole Fat Kev's car.
I got a whole bunch of whores. Whores, he says.
You know what Fat Kev does? Fat Kev walks into the bar and just sticks Fat Kev's penis on the bar.
We
and
have
says, who's going to take care of Fat Kev?
I believe we have eight. Is it eight drunk calls from Kev? We have eight drunk calls from Kev. I think we have enough material within those eight drunk calls to have a soundboard of Fat Kev.
Oh, hint, hint.
Wow. Hint, hint, everybody.
And out of those eight Fat Kev drunk calls, seven of them reference my penis.
Right. No, there is one that doesn't.
Yeah, I think the first one.
Fat
doesn't.
Kev's a good puker.
Yeah. Fat Kev pukes very well.
Yeah.
See, you know what? It's like, it's a bit, but that's like, he really talks like that.
He does.
Like, he really does talk like
that's
that.
That's not a character.
No, it's not. I mean, he does it, and he's done it for a while, except the Fat Kev. He would just use Kev.
Yeah, except for the Fat Kev, right.
Right, yeah. But he's always done that. Like, he, I mean, of course, he doesn't do it all the time, but I mean, when he gets drunk, he's always like, Kev's drunk.
Kev has, like, limited vocabulary and limited, like, lot of sayings he does.
Fat Kev's going to get some close lights. Pre-game in it. Fat Kev, pre-game.
And then Fat Kev's going to go out looking for some vagina.
Fat Kev's loves vagina and touches penis.
Yeah.
Touch my pee-pee. Kevin wants his penis touched.
Fat Kev wants to know who wants to touch Depeche.
Right, Depeche.
Who's going to touch Fat Kev's Pesci?
Yeah, so we got to get Fat Kev on a program.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
more.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we should do an interview with him.
Yeah, well, only when he's drunk, because when he's sober, he's
yeah, not that good.
He's not exciting. Kev's like, leave me alone. Fat Kev needs to sleep. Why you call me? Kev hates the phone. Fat Kev doesn't want to lean over and turn off his light to go to bed. Fat Kev's going to lean it on.
Fat Kev needs the Fat Kev clapper. You know, we should come out with, like, it's, I'm telling you, we should come out with, like, Fat Kev, like, Lunatic Radio Fat Kev t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, you little sayings on it.
You know, with just Lunatic Radio on the front and the back, like, Fat Kev loves vag.
Yo, it's fucking Fat Kev, and Fat Kev loves vagina.
Yeah.
Fat Kev loves vagina would
yeah.
be it.
Yeah, well, just, or vag. Just put yeah. vag. Fat Kev loves vag.
Yeah. Or Laguna Beach.
Well, that would probably be a little copyright infringement.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. Well, it's a fucking town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, but that...
Ron. Outside the box, Ron.
Think outside the box.
Okay.
Who's got box? All right, let's do a break, everybody. We'll regroup, and we'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch!
Wave the motherfucking ruckus. Wave the motherfucking ruckus. Wave the wave the motherfucking ruckus. Wave the motherfucking ruckus.
Lunatic Radio.
Three awards?
We're going to go over
That's
three
That's ridiculous.
Tonight. Yes.
I know.
Is it because there's three of you?
No.
That is the sound bite. That's going on the board. No.
Alienating people since 1979.
The iPod revolution is over. LunaticRadio.com is now podcast. Check it out at PodcastAlley.com and Podcast.net. It's Lunatic Radio.
What's up? It's fucking Fat Kev. Fat Kev loves fucking vagina.
.com.
Fat Kev, yo. Word him up. It's LunaticRadio.com show.
Fat Kev loves vagina.
I got a cold.
Vagina loves Fat Kev.
Back with the show. I'm Kieran McKenna, host. Alongside me today, Ronnie Beans, co-host in crime, and the CEO of Rocket.
Fat Kev and vagina go hand in hand. Fat Kev and vagina is like cornflakes and milk.
I believe we're working on Robert Kelly, comedian Robert Kelly, for later in the program. He's in Manhattan right now, doing his routine at one of the clubs.
He's playing a gig right now.
Playing
That's
a
right.
gig.
We're gonna get him post gig.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, listen, I'd sit here and entertain you guys, but I gotta go do a Lunatic Radio call-in, which is much more important.
Right.
Yes.
Robert Kelly, funny comedian, open for Dane Cook on Torgasm, and we'll talk to him. He also went over to Iraq with Colin Quinn.
All right, so we're going to have a guest on the show.
The USO tour, everybody.
Colin Quinn. What's that guy doing these days?
Colin's always got something going on, yeah. right? Yeah,
somewhere
crowd.
Between nothing and absolutely nothing.
Yeah. He did. Colin Quinn also was auditioning to have like his own radio program.
See, like that tough crowd thing that he did was kind of hard because the guys that he had as guests were funnier than he was. So it's always kind of tough.
I always thought Colin Quinn, not to knock Colin Quinn, I always thought Colin Quinn would be funny to hang out in a bar with.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Like a rip.
But as far as
well, he's
stand-up comedy and stuff like that, it's,
he's got, I don't know how to say this, but I think he's like very New York humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you lived in, you know, Iowa.
Queens or something, yeah.
You wouldn't, like, you just wouldn't get it, like, some of the stuff. It's, like, very much New York-related humor.
Whereas if you lived in Queens or Brooklyn or you get it.
Yeah, I don't mean like New York jokes. I mean like his style of joke telling is very New York.
Yeah.
Right.
Like people dig him though.
Right. Because like in New York, like one of the main things when you're in New York about like joke is that joking and stuff like that is like you don't do it to make yourself laugh. Like you don't laugh yourself when you're doing the jokes. You're doing it. I don't know how to explain.
Like almost like a pissed off attitude.
Yeah, like I don't know if that makes any sense whatsoever. But
no, you kind of lost me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, oh, you mean kind of like you know, I try to make people laugh and I don't care.
Yeah. Kind of like I said to Kevin Brennan last week on last week's program. Anyway, everybody, coming up on next week's program, we're gonna have comedian Jim Florentine.
Hey, return guest number two.
Funny guy, you know him from Crank Yankers.
He can tell us how his first appearance here on Lunatic Radio has affected his career.
Yes.
And he's a good guy. He's got a new DVD set for release in the next couple months. Meet the Creeps Volume 2, right?
Yes. Now, there's a guy, right, kind of popular, you know, doing his thing, comes on Lunatic Radio, blows up. Boom.
Jim
the guy
Florentine.
Blows up. He's got CDs dropping, blowing up. Blowing up.
Yes. Just forget all the numerous appearances on Howard Stern radio
program. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, absolutely nothing.
LunaticRadio.com.
Who listens to Howard Stern?
Yeah.
I mean, who?
Yeah, who? What's a
who?
Who? Howie Rubenstein.
What?
Who?
I think Howard Stern invented blowing up.
So we just stole blowing up from Howard Stern. Oh, man. He just cornered everything.
He invented words. I forgot. We're stealing. Sorry. He invented talking into a microphone. Forgot. Sorry, Howard. I'm ripping you off. Sorry, you. Hoo-hoo. That's stolen, too. Whatever. All right, everybody.
Wow.
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
Beach. When in doubt.
Yeah, so Robert Kelly's going to join us later in the program. We still got to talk about a bunch of this stupid crap. We got drunk calls from Jenny Blowjob, which are completely bizarre.
Great, let's go.
I don't know if you want to do that now, or do you want to talk about, you know, my dumbass question that I had?
No, dude, let's do Jenny Blowjob first. That always gets me in a good mood, so.
All right, Jenny Blowjob, she's our booking department. You all know who she is. She's world famous now. And
she's blowing up.
She sent in a drunk call. The first drunk call is from somebody who knows her, and then the second call is from her. So let's listen to the drunk call that's from her friend or somebody that knows her. Here we go.
Yeah, man. My name's Zeke. Man, I heard y'all's radio program. Man, I heard this girl, Jenny Blowjob. Man, I met that bitch, man. Oh, my God. She took me home. You won't even believe it. Sitting there, she's on the toilet. And she's like, hey, Zeke, come on in here. Come here. And I'm like, man, woman, that's fucking on here. So I was like, wait there. She's like, when she's sitting there, she's like, pull it out. Go, let me see it. And I was like, what? You fucking dirty bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? And she was like, let me take it. Call it, let me take it. And I was like, bitch, you're taking a shit. The fuck kind of, you're taking a shit. Gross, man. I was like, fucking, the fuck did this bitch come from? Anyway, I was like, well, here, you know. I pulled it out, and it was hell. I don't get, you know, it don't happen all the time, so. Anyway, I pulled it out, and it's fucking sucking, and then it, man, the grossest shit, man, she farted. And, like, you heard, like, the drop. It was so gross, dude, it was fucking gross. But anyway, she did it, and it was, I mean, it was gross and all, but, you know, like I said, it don't happen very often, so it happened. It was cool. But anyway, I just want y'all to know I met that fucking dirty slut, so. Yeah. All right. Y'all have a great day.
What happened?
Isn't that a Blumpkin?
Yeah, it's a reverse Blumpkin.
Reverse? Oh, that's
She's
right.
She's taking the dump.
Right. That's
while
a reverse Blumpkin.
Up.
Yeah. By the way, is that the guy from King of the Hill?
I don't know.
Isn't that what's his name?
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm trying to learn that one.
Glick, glick, glick.
I tell you what, you were taking a dump there and farted.
That's not a real dude. She didn't blow a guy named Zeke while she was taking a shit. Come on.
And she farted, and then the dump hit the toilet, hit the water.
Come on. Who names their kid Zeke?
That's true. That's why I think it's false.
That's got to be somebody that she knows that she was like, dude, tell him I gave you a blumpkin.
All right. So we have that. Some guy claiming that Jenny Blowjob gave a reverse blumpkin.
The reverse blumpkin.
And took a dump and farted.
All right.
And this is Jenny.
That's nasty.
Yeah,
if that's true, that's nasty.
That's not the light we want to see Jenny in.
Not a great light.
Let's just move on from
it.
It never happened.
It's not even that cool kind of black light thing that makes you look cool.
Yeah, let's just forget it.
That's just gross.
Hold for edit.
Hey, this is Jenny Junkjob. I just wanted to call and clarify something. A guy nailed not too long ago named Zeke apparently called the hotline and told y'all I sucked his cock while I was on the toilet at taking a shit, which would constitute me giving a blumpkin, which is just weird.
Reverse blumpkin, or something like that.
I would just like to clarify, I was actually on the toilet wiping cum out of my pussy having just gotten fucked down by him, and that's what I was doing. I did not fart, nor did I take a big fat dump when I told him to get over here and let me lick the juice off his cock. Just a little clarification. Reverse blumpkin, no. Licking cum off a cock while I sit on the toilet wiping it out of my pussy, yes. Thank you. This is Jenny Blowjob signing out. I still want to fuck you, Kieran. And you too, Rocket. And you too, Ronnie. Okay, bye. Bye.
Excellent.
Woo! Hey, think about it. Let me ask you something real quick.
Okay.
Real quick, Rocket, listen up. Listen up.
Okay.
What would you think about a triple team? Nope.
No.
Nope. Really? No.
Oh,
Ron. I don't know.
Really?
Ron.
Man.
Ron.
No.
First off, I thought the first call was disgusting.
No, you wouldn't do that?
The second one.
Why, you would?
Probably not.
Stop it.
Probably not.
I gotta stop coughing and
I don't think I'm really into that, but I would just, I don't know.
You're just throwing it out there just to...
Yeah. You know what would happen? As cool as it may sound, as soon as something of mine touched something hairy of somebody else's...
Oh, yeah.
It would be over.
So you don't want to have... I'm not having a three-way with... No. No.
I don't think I would ever have a three-way with another guy.
Yeah.
Like, it would have to be, like, two girls
and
me.
Sure. Sure. I'll tell you. I'll do that.
Because, like, think about it. Like, you're doing your thing, and the next thing you know, like, even if, like, your knee touches some dude's knee.
You're gay. You've gone gay.
And it's, like, hairy rubbing up against it. You know, and even if it's just your knee, it's kind of... And then what would happen if you actually made eye contact with the other dude?
Oh!
It's over.
Especially when you're, like, letting low, you know, just like, and you see him forget.
Yeah, could you imagine?
It's like Medusa, like, look at Medusa straight in the face.
Could you imagine, like double teaming, and then you look over at Kieran, and Kieran's giving her, like, the O face?
Oh, man.
And, like, with that, it would just ruin it.
It'd destroy it.
Because you're like, I don't want to see another guy's O face.
My cock would become inverted.
Oh.
Is anybody still disgusted by those two phone calls?
Well,
I loved her phone call.
Yeah.
Her phone call was good. The dudes, not so much.
God, it's...
I don't think that's gross what she was talking about. I'd be down for that, man.
Maybe it's because I look at Jenny on like a business relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it is. Because
you're Kieran.
Yeah, right. And there goes your chance of getting laid. Listen, Jenny. Jenny could come up to you and be like, I want to have sex with you, Kieran. You'd be like,
you know what it is?
No, we're business.
Let's not take the hacky way of going to Kieran as gay.
No. This has nothing to do with you being gay.
Okay.
Kieran is the only guy I know that puts girls in the friend zone.
Right.
The only one. Like me, I'm like best friend. You could be my best friend in the world. Right. If you want to get down, we can get down.
Yeah, right.
But Kieran is the only guy I know who's like, no, that would ruin our friendship. Like the only guy. I've never met a guy who would do that. Who's like, you know, I don't think of her that way. Yeah. What? What? You don't think of her that way?
Kieran.
I'm just an idiot.
Like, put it this way. The only reason... Now, I know Rocket will agree with me with this.
Okay.
The only reason why you would never bang a friend would be... That you weren't attracted to her.
Right. Exactly.
But I mean, how many girls are you actually, like, how ugly do you have to be in order for you to be like, yeah, I don't want to have sex with you?
Yeah, you'd really.
I mean, that's really bad. Like, listen, my, yeah, you know.
Low on that list.
Yeah, real low on that list.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's just, like, friend sex, like, I'm bored, you're bored, let's have sex, sure. See you later.
Right.
Like, then my standards are, like, next to none.
Right. You're always down for it.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? If I get to leave
it's
afterwards.
It's like free food. You never turn down free food.
Even if it's something you don't like.
Right. Exactly. It's still free
but with
food.
With Jenny Blowjob, I wouldn't go there for this reason, people. Stuff with the show is going so well. Why would I want to hinder that?
Well, who said you would?
It might, though. Listen, you know shit gets screwed up when you're talking about vagina and cock.
After talking to her and having conversations with her, I don't think she'd be the type that would get all clingy afterwards.
Yeah.
She seems to like the sex just as much as you do.
You never know.
But stop it. She would blatantly be like, listen, Karen, we're just going to have sex and that's it. Back
you
to
don't.
Normal.
But you two don't know that for a fact.
Yeah.
I would.
But let me tell you something else.
That's my point.
3,000 miles will keep a girl from getting clingy.
Right.
Right.
It's true.
Right. So she can get clingy all she wants. She's three time zones over.
Well, Jenny Blowjob is healthy and she's in a nice, healthy relationship.
Well, good for her.
Right. If she's willing to throw it to you, take it.
She could still have a nice, healthy relationship after.
First girl in history to do a reverse Blumpkin, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not looking to, like, hey, listen, I wouldn't be looking to break her up from anything. But if you want to have some fun, we can have some fun.
Oh, yeah. There you
go. And if you're like, listen, this was just tonight or this weekend, you know, we had a really good weekend, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Sure.
Well,
what you said.
Speaking of chicks and toilets, everybody. How about those two cheerleaders from the Carolina Panthers?
How about them?
Making out
How
the
about them? Rocket, bring up that story about those two chicks.
Sure, I'll
Because
that.
That's freaking hot, everybody.
That was.
Friend zone.
According to ESPN, and it's been all over the news, everybody, every news channel has picked up on this, two Carolina Panther cheerleaders were booted off the squad for having sexual intercourse in a bathroom stall at some bar in Tampa, I believe, right?
Yeah. Ah, no problem.
Yeah.
Isn't the blonde like 19?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Renee Thomas, and what's the other one's name?
Angela Keithley.
Angela Keithley. Mm-hmm. They were arrested in Tampa, fired from the squad for having sex in a bathroom stall.
What happened was they were making out in the bathroom stall, and the girls behind them in the bathroom were getting upset that they were taking so long.
Yeah.
So as they came out, some girl mouthed off to one of the cheerleaders, and one of the cheerleaders punched her.
Yeah, she punched some fat blonde chick.
Yes. So that's where that... It wasn't so much they got thrown off for having sex in a stall, because you wouldn't be able to do that, but they punched her. She punched her and got arrested. And that's why they got thrown off the...
I believe the fat blonde chick that got decked in the eye wasn't even the girl that was complaining.
Oh, probably not.
She was just an innocent bystander.
She probably thought it was her.
And while the two chicks were having sex, they finished up and they came out swinging.
Yeah. Well, it's probably like, you know, she's like, I just punched a fat girl. Like, who can blame her?
Now the Renee Thomas cheerleader chick is being brought up on charges. Battered.
Yeah. No, which one's Renee?
I don't know.
She's the blonde.
She's hot. The brunette's friggin'...
The brunette looks like a Long Island broad that smokes
a lot of cigarettes. Isn't that her mugshot photo? Yeah. If you look at the team photo, she's hot.
The brunette?
No, the blonde.
Oh, the blonde, definitely. Yeah. Without a doubt.
She's hot. But they both have nice bodies.
Here's a local reference. The brunette looks like she's from Bellport.
Oof. Oof. And she drives around with a car that says Daddy's Girl.
Only people on Long Island will get that joke.
Seven people got that.
Seven people will get that joke. Thank you.
She's got like
you're in the room.
Like a Jetta that's all tricked out and it's got that red bow on the rear view mirror.
Right.
That like every girl around here has that her daddy bought her that car when she got to college.
I think that's freaking hot though, man.
The Jetta?
No.
Oh.
The chick's having sex in the bathroom.
This is it. This is it right here. Two cheerleaders going at it.
Yeah.
You can't ask for more.
That's what you want in a freaking cheerleader.
That are relatively hot.
Right.
Right. What else? What's the next step? What's higher?
Girls are freaky.
But I mean, come on. You got two cheerleaders, hot, going at it.
Right.
Where else can you go?
Sell tickets. That's what you can do.
Sell tickets.
What's higher than that?
Yeah, what's higher than this?
On the field. As you're watching the game. How great would that be?
Oh,
say,
man.
Say like you're a Jet fan and you're watching a Jet game. Jets suck. They're like 2-7, right?
Right.
Screw watching a game. You have the chicks making out on the sideline and dyking off with each other.
That's great. You're an entrepreneur.
That would make me buy tickets to go see a Jet game nowadays.
Hell yeah.
Like, I want to go next week if that's happening on the sideline. That's what I'm thinking. Are the Carolina Panthers a bad team?
No, they're probably the best team in the NFC.
Nice way to keep track. Right now, Ray's falling over laughing.
Who cares?
He's like, you suck, Kieran.
I think they should do it on the field, and that would be one step higher than doing it in a bathroom stall and just being a cheerleader. I think the cheerleader should dyke out or be naked, like the Naked News. You know, like the Naked News?
Yeah.
They should have new cheerleaders.
Isn't it great that no matter how many times you see two chicks dyking out, it never gets old?
Oh, no.
You know what?
never gets old.
Remember the XFL, whatever the hell that was?
Sure. They had chicks like kind of dyking out.
That league wouldn't have fallen under if the cheerleaders were naked and dyking out on the sideline.
How about naked chicks playing football?
How about that?
Did they do that for a pay-per-view?
Yeah, they had a lingerie bowl.
It was lingerie. Oh. That's pussy shit.
No, I want them to like hit each other.
That would be hot.
You know there's a website that two girls wrestle and then the loser gets fucked by the winner?
That's awesome!
I forget what it's called.
Holy crap, that's awesome!
Yeah, the two girls wrestle in like hot oil and then the loser gets like fucked with a strap on by the winner.
Amazing!
Personal foul, fisting, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Alright, listen, when was the story coming out? November, what day we got? The 6th. Today's whatever. It's about a week.
Mm.
It's still time that some pictures might still come out from people being there at the bar.
There's no way this is on video. Do you think?
Yeah.
No, maybe, it's in a bathroom. There's no way it's on video.
Might be some like phone cam shots, but who can? You ever seen one of those pictures?
There's pictures of them like coming out of the bathroom all disheveled.
It's probably pictures of the fat blonde girl that got clocked.
You figure in 2 weeks, if nothing happens in 2 weeks, then nothing exists. But
can you believe that? She like punched the girl.
So Renee Thomas and Angelique Keithley, right?
God, I wish I was there.
Imagine if you're the bouncer.
Angela Keithley.
If you're the bouncer, like throwing her out, you're like, you guys are just making out.
Dude, that's hot. Why am I throwing you out?
I'm not going to throw you. Well, he probably didn't know that.
I want to keep you in. I want to keep you.
Dude, let me tell you, when I worked as a bouncer, throwing girls out isn't nearly as fun as you think it is.
Oh, was it?
No. You know why? Because girls will sit there and like they know you can't hit them,
right?
So they will sit there and punch and claw and do whatever to you as you're trying to throw them out.
Right.
And then what ends up happening is when you throw them out, the boyfriend comes over and he's like, "What are you doing touching my girlfriend?" And then you got to fight him too. Which most of the time you kind of just the boyfriend's not so But you with girls, you kind of have to like escort them out. You can't really grab them,
right?
Because then it's a losing proposition. One way,
yeah, they become annoying.
Put it this way:
fucking nails are flying.
Because two girls are fighting, and you grab one girl, and the other girl will just like start like ripping the shit out of you to get you to let go of her. So you just kind of like it's very touchy. You just kind of like separate them. Or the best part is you let them fight, and then you just kind of push them out the door. Both of them like as a group. And then you push them out the door, and then you don't care if they kill each other. Because you grab one of those girls, the boyfriend jumps on you. And
kind of like an offensive lineman pushing the running back for
exactly.
a first down.
It's pass protection. That's what you're doing. Doing pass protection.
Pass protection when chicks are in a fight.
Yeah, basically. And that's it.
And you God know, forbid your hand slips or she shifts her back and you touch her boob, because there you got a lawsuit.
A lot of them, the girls just, it's not fun. I never, usually...
Girls fighting, not fun. It's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch, not when you have to do something about it. It's not cool. Hey, I'm telling you, man, those girls, they go clothes. First of all, girls, like, they go clothes, they go after each other's hair, nails, I mean, everything. They're like, tearing at each other, ripping their clothes off, and grabbing hair.
I gotta say, girls dyking out in a bathroom stall, very hot.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Without a doubt. I mean, that's not even a question.
These girls shouldn't be reprimanded. They should be put on a pedestal.
They should be awarded.
I wonder what the rest of the team does. Like when they go on their little trips and stuff like that.
That's just a giant orgy.
Oh, man.
You know those pom-poms have been up some asses.
Yeah. Imagine like, I mean, come on. They go on, I mean, I don't know if most of those girls don't go on the road. but sometimes they have to.
That had to be a Where the Boys Aren't episode.
Oh, man. A lot of finger banging. A lot of finger banging, I'm thinking. A little finger bang.
That's nice.
Occasional fist.
Oh. See, they got little hands. So they could do that.
Yeah.
Like, with the size of my hands, I'm not fisting anybody. Doing and if the, I do, she's got issues.
Doing the interlocking position. You know?
Renee Thomas.
The interlocking.
Oh, that's the best.
The interlocking. I love that.
A little double-sided dildo action.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck me. Shit.
Hey. The only thing they did wrong was not let guys watch.
That's right. Speaking of Tory Lane, aren't we supposed to get her on the show?
I don't know. Supposed to get a lot of people on the show, Ron.
Oh. I thought she was one of those that we wanted to get on the show.
Yeah.
Can't have 30 people a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, let's talk to this guy. Let's talk to that guy. Well, it's hard to get in touch with her. She's like a porno star that's been on a website. I mean, it's kind of hard to track people like that down.
Oh, come on. We could get anyone. We got Jenny Blowjob.
Yeah.
Because I'd want to ask her. I'd say, Tori, you know, when you were screaming out, fuck me, shit, bitch, is that what you were feeling at the time? Were you feeling? Because it felt like you felt it.
Did you ad-lib that?
Or was that in the script?
Renee Thomas could be a hottie of the week, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Because she was the one that decked the chick. Okay. I love hot chicks who deck fat broads.
Sure.
Love it. Okay. What's better than that?
Hot chicks who can fight, who can scrap.
Yeah.
Throw down.
I have to tell you this, though. Like, a couple of the best fights I've ever seen have been between girls.
A fat chick and a hot chick?
Yeah. Two of the best fights I ever saw, two girls.
Yeah.
Like, huge. Because they, like, neither one of them has enough power to knock the other one out. So it's like a war. It's like a welterweight fight. You know, a lot of punches, a lot of jabs, a lot of scoring.
I think when girls fight, they have to, like, you know, do it within their weight class, though. Because it's...
Yeah.
Not much of a fight when there's
a big fat girl. When I was in high school.
A little skinny 100-pound nothing.
When I was in high school, I saw two, they weren't cheerleaders, but they were skinny girls, right? Two skinny girls going at it. It was great.
Yeah.
It was like 20 minutes they were fighting.
More than a month.
It was like the ultimate fighting. Until one girl finally, like, she bloodied her.
All right, everybody. So, yeah, those chicks are hot, and we dig that. Let's get the show back on freaking track today. You know, one of our affiliates, Power Storm Radio, they want some IDs. How about that?
Let's do them.
Okay.
Do you want to do some IDs for Power Storm Radio?
What do you want to do? Just straight ones?
I got an email from...
Yeah, Ron, the old professional. What do you need?
Yeah, what do you need? I'll do it.
I got an email from Matt over there at Power Storm Radio. He's switching the show to Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Sweet!
Go ahead.
Saturday nights at 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
There it is.
All right.
Listen to lunaticradio.com Saturday nights.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans. Listen to lunaticradio.com Saturday nights at 8 p.m.
Word them up.
Beans out.
You want to do one all together?
Sure.
Hey, this is Kieran. And Ronnie Beans and Rocket.
I was waiting for him to go.
And you're listening to the lunaticradio.com show on Power Storm Radio. We fucking blow.
You go before.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans.
Hey, this is Kieran.
And this is Rocket.
And you're listening to the lunaticradio.com show on Power Storm Radio.
8 p.m., motherfuckers!
Oh.
Lunatic out!
You're not allowed to...
That was a simple ID right
there. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. We're going to jazz it up.
We got to do one to open up the show.
Okay.
Something like the lunaticradio.com show starts now.
Okay.
Type of thing. Let's think of one. Maybe something like, hey, this is Ronnie Beans from lunaticradio.com show. Oh, no. That wouldn't work.
How about this? Ready?
Here it is.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans at lunaticradio.com, and you are about to witness the strength of the best podcast on the planet.
Lunaticradio.com, bitch.
Boy.
That's good. Or I could do something simple like this. Hey, this is Kieran, and now you're listening to lunaticradio.com on Power Storm Radio.
Wah, wah.
Kieran's gay.
Is that good enough?
Wah, wah.
We never really shout out the affiliates anymore.
Shut up!
We have affiliates of this lunaticradio.com show, and they play us on other internet radio stations.
And now back to the show, Power Storm Radio.
Can we do one where we're like, hey, what the hell is an affiliate? And then you're like, well, actually, it's a show that blah, 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 blah.
We can do one with Tori in the background. Hey,
Hey, everybody, it's Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show, and you're listening to Power Storm Radio.
That's right, Power Storm Radio. Fuck me, shit, bitch.
Hey, it's LunaticRadio.com. Come in our faces.
Absolutely not. That one gets... No, that one's gone. Gone. No way.
Oh, my God. You want to come in my face?
How about this? Oh, hey, this is Ronnie Beans of Lunatic Radio, and they've come to snuff the rooster. Wait, how about this? Hey, this is Ronnie Beans of Lunatic Radio, and you're listening to Power Storm Radio. Yeah, there go the roosters.
All right. I don't understand that one at all.
Yeah. How about this?
What?
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans of Lunatic Radio, and you're listening to Power Storm Radio. Here come the rooster.
All right. Maybe we put a little rooster thing in the background there. I don't know.
No, it's Alice in Chains, man.
I know.
Here come the rooster.
What's the reason for referencing Alice in Chains?
I like just saying rooster.
All right.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans of Lunatic Radio, and you're listening to Power Storm Radio. Have you seen my rooster?
You suck. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll LunaticRadio.com show, which is really bombing today.
Party starter.
Right after this.
It's your fault.
This is Fagnus from Bonita, Florida, and I'm calling from Ted Straker's mom's house, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Fagy.
Hey, this is Kieran.
This is Ronnie Beans.
This is Junior.
And you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. And you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show, now more improved, faggots. That was god-awful.
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com, now with 10% less guano.
Is that batshit? You just made a reference to batshit.
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com. We're crispy and clean and not too much in between.
Yeah, nah, I got nothing.
This is a nice limo.
Yes, it is. Now suck my c***. Just kidding. LunaticRadio.com.
Hello, Ted Stryker here.
He's the most dangerous and brilliant criminal mind I've ever known.
You've stopped masturbating just long enough to listen to LunaticRadio.com.
Sure, I masturbate. Yeah, I jerk off. Damn straight. I yank it, rub it, pull it, and stroke it.
Nice to know you've met your goal for the day, huh?
Something's wrong with you.
LunaticRadio.com.
It's Lunatic Radio.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show at LunaticRadio.com. Phone call hotline 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666, everybody. I'm your host, Gary McCann. Alongside me, Ronnie Beans, and yep, our CEO, Rocket, producer extraordinaire. Guy fucking sucks, actually. Joining us on the phone, right off the stage at the Comedy Cellar in Manhattan, everybody, is Robert Kelly. Robert, how you doing, pal?
Robert! Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing, man?
I added my own sound effects.
Hey, we have like a zillion sound effects. You can just pick one.
No, they all suck. Okay. So how was the gig tonight? What is the feel as you come off playing the Comedy Cellar?
It was fantastic. I was talking about how I cheat on my girlfriend. I have to go to therapy. How I'm a creep. I'm a food addict. Sex addict. My girlfriend just got new tits.
Nice.
Oh.
And then Jerry Seinfeld went up.
Is that freaking true?
I got a bunch of really clean material from a fucking billionaire. Forgot all about me. And I just poured my soul on the fucking stage, and now they're wondering what happens to those songs.
Holy shit, man.
Hey, if you talk about food addict, me and White Castles are very well acquainted.
Dude, I just had White Castle for the second time in my life, Friday night. And I'll tell you what it is. The hamburgers suck ass. But it's the fact that they have hamburgers the size of potato chips, and you can just keep eating them. That's the one thing. If you're a fatso, the food goes, like a hamburger goes away. If you have 20 of them, it's like they never go away.
I know.
Ron's in the same boat there.
Oh, man, I can't. White Castle's just forget it. Luckily, I have to drive like 20 minutes to get to the nearest one, or else I probably would have been dead already.
Yeah, you're lucky you don't live next to one.
Fries. I like those cut fries. Those are all right.
What, yeah.
You know how fat I am? I actually broke my finger yesterday putting my shoe on my fat foot. Shimming my shoe, trying to use my finger as a shoehorn for my fat foot. And I broke my finger. And it was either break my finger or wear no shoes. And I had a plane to catch.
Might want to invest in maybe some Tevas or something.
That's what I love about Robert Kelly, man. The honesty is right there.
I wish I didn't break my finger, though.
Wait, is it on your jerk-off hand or your non-jerk-off hand?
That's my jerk-off hand, but you can jerk off with a broken finger.
Ah, oh, Dad, that's taking one for the team.
So, Robert, you actually went over to Iraq on a comedy tour with Colin Quinn. How was that, man?
Well, you know what, dude? That place is a shithole. Yeah. It's a fucking crappy-ass country.
That's what we hear, I mean.
Oh, they shit in the fucking... They have no toilets, no running water, no electricity, and they shit, and they burn their trash, and it all goes in the air and mixes with sand, and the fucking sandstorm blows around, goes in your sinuses, and you catch a disease called yuck.
So, like, how was the security over there? Were you safe, or was it like you're playing a gig, doing your stand-up in a you know, a war zone?
Well, yeah, dude, it was fucking definitely a war zone. We had snipers on the roof. Everybody in the audience was armed with a fucking gun, which is kind of creepy. So you really don't want to suck. But, yeah, it was crazy, dude. I actually was on the roof while Colin was on, sitting with the sniper, and he was showing me the fucking insurgents waving their sicko flags, you know?
How long were you over there with Colin?
14 years, man.
14 years.
I'm kidding.
I know.
We were over there for, I think it was 10 days, dude. It was 10 days.
10 days.
It was me, Colin, and Steve Burns. And Colin didn't stop fucking busting my balls from the second we got into Frankfurt to the second we got back to fucking Newark.
So not only did you go all the way over to Iraq, you got your balls busted the whole damn time.
He called me when I was in my sleeping bag, he called me a lady speed stick. When I had the light sticks in my hand getting off the plane at night, he called me a plane landing a plane. He really was an ass. He actually went into a room full of Marines with the Marine sergeant and said, "This is Robert Kelly. He doesn't believe in the war or what you guys are doing over here, but, you know, he thinks, you know, you guys are just killing babies and this is all for oil, but whatever. That's his choice, I guess. That's why you fight, right, fellas?"
Yeah, right.
Walked out of the room. I get that.
You've done,
You know what? Marines don't get sarcasm. Let's put it that way.
I think it's beat out of them in boot camp.
Yeah, I know.
They shit on a lot of bunch of private piles over there.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw a werewolf over there too, by the way.
So
a werewolf?
Yeah, and I'm not fucking around. I know you think I'm kidding. Can I swear on this radio?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, dude, I'm not fucking around.
You saw a werewolf over in Iraq?
Yes, I did. I absolutely did.
Okay.
A wolf face and a man's chest and body with wolf legs.
That's pretty much describing every Iraqi I've seen.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's true, too. It could have been an Iraqi.
That was
no. Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a werewolf. I don't think there's any...
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. You know, you just become...
A fucking wolf.
Yeah, I think you lose your penis.
Yeah, yeah, what the hell?
You lose your vagina. I don't think wolves have those. I don't know. Be crazy.
So, yeah, a werewolf in Iraq, there's something.
I'm not kidding, dude. It was a fucking werewolf.
I believe you.
All right. I just wanted to make sure you believe me.
All right. Some of your TV credits have been Premium Blend, The Carson Daly Show, and Tough Crab. Do you like doing the TV appearances? I mean, I know it's good for publicity and stuff like that, but as far as the, you know, because you always, you know, do the dirty stuff. You work blue, yeah, as they say. Did they cut a lot of your crap out? Did they have a lot of problems doing a clean set?
Nah, dude, not really. I mean, TV is fucking, you know, TV's cool, dude.
It's just part of the gig.
It's just watered down bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
That's what sucks. It's just everything on TV is some watered down version of funny, a watered down version of fucking sexy. You know what I mean? So you don't offend people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Do you enjoy doing them, like, more than just getting on stage and, you know, throwing everything out there? Or do you look forward to doing TV appearances and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, TV's great, dude. Don't get me wrong. You love, there's nothing better for an egomaniac than to watch himself on a little box.
Right.
Knowing that, you know, a million other people are, well, maybe, you know, 50,000 people are watching his fat ass, too, you know? But, I mean, I get, you know, inferiority complex, so as I watch it, I'm like, oh, I'm fat, I stopped, that joke didn't work, and it's awesome, but it's misery and pain at the same time, you know, because you're never going to watch yourself and go, wow, I'm fantastic. That was beautiful, you know, which would be nice if I could do that. But believe me, getting on TV is fucking fantastic.
You also appeared on Torgasm, Dane Cook's, you know, comedy tour there. How was that? Yeah. I mean, how is it playing a gig with Dane Cook? Because he seems to be, you know, the comedian nowadays. Everybody's coming out to see Dane Cook. And you played a bunch of gigs with him during his Torgasm tour. Yeah. You know, describe that.
Oh, dude, thank God for Dane Cook and that Torgasm thing. I mean, if it was me, Gary Gulman, and Jay Davis, 8 people would have showed up for the whole tour. You know, I mean, Dane's bringing in 5,000, you know, 8,000 people to a show.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic because, you know, we got to tour the country. We got to be on the shows. And we don't suck either. So we walked out there. These people didn't know we were really going to be there. But after they, you know, after they see it, they're like, oh, shit, you're hilarious too. Great, you know?
Yeah.
But so it was like being in a rock and roll band, and I was the drummer.
That's, you know, right. You're the bassist on that Torgasm tour.
I'm not going to tell you who the bassist was.
I'll get it, man.
But Dane was the lead singer. I was the drummer, and someone was lead guitar, and then there was a bassist.
RobertKellyLive.com is the website, everybody, if you want to check out Robert Kelly and what's coming up for Robert Kelly, where he'll be. I believe he'll be in Vegas coming up pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a Vegas festival this week with Dane, and then I actually have my own show on the Vegas festival at the Hard Rock on Saturday night.
Oh, very cool, man.
Yeah, it features Beecher's Madhouse, which is the most retarded show in Vegas. They have comedy, midgets, and a 7-foot gay Russian sword swallower.
You can never go wrong with midgets.
Yeah, midgets equal funny. It seems like that's the thing. Midgets always attract the crowd.
Yeah.
Is it midgets equal funny or a candy shop? Either they're making candy somewhere.
Word up, man.
That Torgasm was fucking great. The dang shit in a bucket.
What?
I broke my legs.
Yeah, I heard about that. You broke your knee?
Yeah, I snapped my ACL and my MCL playing football, which I shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah. It's actually a big running bit going on the Opie and Anthony radio show on XM 202. They are busting on Robert.
Anthony, let me tell you, they took a very painful part of my life and made me a million fans and fucking made it funny.
Yeah, those guys are good guys, man. But that crap, they are beating you down. They actually made like songs and stuff about it.
I know, it was hilarious though. Thank God, dude, it made me laugh about it. It would have sucked if I didn't have those asses fucking busting my ass about it.
Yeah.
Oh, they were fucking hilarious.
You actually hosted the show a couple times, right? Guest hosted the show.
Yeah, I've been on a few times. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a great show to fucking be on because they let guys go on.
Yeah, they let them be funny, yeah. Right?
Yeah, just go on and be funny and do your thing, and, you know, it's great.
All right, man.
I like this show.
Yeah, we were sucking today, man.
He said we suck.
You know, it's like one of those shows when you're doing radio and stuff like that, and you just look at your co-host and it's like, I don't really want to be here today. That's what my freaking co-host says to me every fucking goddamn show.
No, it's not every show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every third.
It's like
I look at the mirror every morning.
I don't want to be here in life. Yeah. But it kind of kills my energy. It's like Robert Kelly going up on stage and being like, you know, people, I don't want to be funny. So I'll see you later.
That'll be great. Oh, that'll be great. Hey, folks, how you doing tonight? I'm going home.
Yeah. So RobertKellyLive.com is the website. Robert, I appreciate you coming on the show. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a lot of chicks on there?
MySpace.
Dude, we love the freaking MySpace.
You have to have MySpace.
Do you search for whores on MySpace like we do?
No, I actually just itch my asshole with my left index finger, the broken one.
Oh, that's fun.
And I try to type right-handed. It's almost like crossword puzzles to smart people.
Yeah. So you're on MySpace as well.
I love MySpace.
Oh yeah, fucking
you
MySpace.
You can always tell a fat chick because she has, it's not a photo; it's a photo of her lips or her eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Nice, right. Nice.
Right.
I'm just gonna take a photo of my sexy skinny eye, not my fucking enormous torso.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, there's a foot. She must be 300 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, see that? Like when there's a fat chick, her profile picture is like a tattoo on her ankle. That's or right. Some shit.
It's usually the same girls who, when they say body type, they put average.
Yeah, right.
Average.
Because if you were skinny, you'd put skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not gonna put fatty.
The hair on my ass yesterday was wet, and it actually, I dried it, and it dried up like a little afro. Dude. How awful is that? It was wet like a fucking dog, and then I dried it with a face cloth, and it perked right up like an afro.
I have that problem, too.
See, when you have a lot of ass hair, you got to worry about dingleberries.
Dingleberries and fucking... have an ass hair. That's another thing you have to worry about. Yeah. It's throw up on your stomach.
You ever try shaving your freaking sack? I've done that.
I've done that. I'm gonna have my girl wax my ass though.
Like the fucking, like the crack part, dude?
Nah, I can't have her do the crack part. I don't want to look at in that dark hole.
A man's ass is no place for anybody.
Oh, what a fucking mess my ass is. It's probably like tri-colored. Like, yeah, it starts out yellow, and it goes to like an off brown, then to like an orange, then to a dark charcoal black.
Holy shit!
Hey, we got visuals of Robert Kelly's ass. That's woo, we've made it.
Thanks
almost
for
like an Asian's fucking ass crack. You know, Asian girls have that. Nah, I don't mind to get that.
Nah, go ahead, man. No, go ahead.
You know, his skin's so white that. Their ass cracks like have like five different shades of fucking color. it's like yellow and fucking a little tint of orange and then brown and then just charcoal gray to black.
That is a beautiful picture you painted.
Five little wispy hairs around their ass crack. Just around five.
Yeah. I'm not into the Asian bros. I don't know.
Oh, I love Asians. You know, now the way he's describing them.
I'm done being dirty. I'm going to be a clean comic from now on. I'm clean before I go.
You're turning a new leaf.
I'm turning a new leaf right now. Speaking of leaves, I hated when my father used to make me rake the leaves.
Yeah, that sucked.
Because, as you're raking, they're falling. So you rake and they're there again. That's why they called it fall. All the leaves are falling. I'm like, hey, Dad, come up with another season called Fell. All the fucking leaves fell. Right. I do this shit once.
Happy humor.
Happy humor.
Hey, wait a second. God named them leaves. Leave them there.
Right. That's right. I tried to explain to my dad that they're biodegradable, and sooner or later they'll just like go away on their own.
Yeah, we're taking one of the most biodegradable things on the planet and we're putting it into a plastic bag. Hello!
That's a good point right there.
Yeah. My father used to always yell at me for being too smart.
What do you think?
My grandmother was born with two thumbs on one hand. Granted, she makes a great pie crust. I'll give her that.
Oh. RobertKelly.com. RobertKellyLive.com is a site. Robert, I appreciate you coming on the program, dude. And we'll let you go because I know you're probably tired as hell.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, appreciate it, Robert.
Thanks.
Later, man.
I'll talk to you later, man.
See you. Later. Robert Kelly, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. We'll do a break or something, and we'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com right after this.
LunaticRadio.com show. Like the Titanic, we've hit an iceberg.
Here McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
This is Joanna Bowie of PhoneSexCall.net, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio.com show.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's LunaticRadio.com show.
Who is this in the background?
Sounds like Fear Factory. Fear Factory. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA, that's 206-202-5666. RobertKellyLive.com is Robert Kelly's website. Log on, check out what he's doing.
Funny fucking dude.
Funny fucking guy. Very honest. Fucking brutally honest.
Broke his finger trying to get his shoe on.
Yeah. He's got a hairy ass. Looks like an afro.
Should get a shoehorn.
Broke his knee, man.
He could bring the funny while walking down the street.
You know, they sell those shoehorns that are like 3 feet long for like really fat people who can't bend down to put a regular shoehorn on.
Yeah.
You ever see the thing that they sell? Like it's like a stick with like a poker, like a grabber on the end of it, and it's for fat people to put their socks on.
No,
swear to God, guy, they put their feet, what? They put their like toes in it, and then they use this like stick with the grabber to grab the sock and actually pull it onto their leg because they can't reach their fucking feet.
See, that's the type of thing that'll make the huge, you know, enormous.
Yeah,
that's oh
yeah.
And
yeah.
I wonder why the nation is just getting fatter by the day.
Yeah.
You need an apparatus to get your socks on.
Yeah, apparatus. Which is why a lot of them wear flip-flops, because then they don't actually have to put shoes on.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got one of them things or no?
No. I can reach my feet, guy.
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
I don't know. I was just asking, you know?
I wouldn't take that run.
I can reach my feet.
All right.
I can tie my shoes.
I'm kidding, Ron. You know, it's just a little joke.
Throw them down.
We're all been talking during the break, everybody, and I think we're at a come to an agreement, everybody on the show here, that we just don't have it tonight.
Yes, we do.
What do you think, Ron?
I think if like tonight was a title fight, it'd be like the 10th round, and we'd be losing on points.
Right.
And we need to come in the last two rounds and let it all hang out.
Right.
And try for the knockout. If it goes to the judges, we're losing.
Word them up. That's what I'm thinking.
I think it's a good show, as always, but who am I?
So basically, this is going to be my knockout blow.
Right.
I'm at the deli the other day.
Okay.
And there's this lady in front of me. Not bad. A little older. You know, like in her 40s. Nice body. And I'm thinking, this is what the thought that goes through my mind. I'm like, what do you think would happen if I just like walked up behind her and just started like rubbing on her?
Right.
You know, like rubbing my crotch on her butt. Like, you think she'd be mad? Like, would she dig it?
I think you're hoping she wouldn't be mad.
Like, would I get arrested?
You would get arrested.
That's a rough gamble right there.
I know, but, like, don't you ever meet anybody and, like, you or see somebody in a deli and just be like, listen, I may be way off base about this, but do you want to have sex?
See, there's a lot of times I'm like that, but I realize that there's a whole little thing about law that I'd comes
like,
into play.
Yeah, but no, you're not like you're not assaulting her or anything. You're just like, listen, I think you're really hot, and like, I'm not a stalker or anything, but is there any way that me and you can have sex?
Oh,
like,
I see.
Not
I see
now, like, but like, maybe we could go have coffee or do something, right. But at some point in time have sex. Like,
asking her a fair question, yeah. Basically a yes or no question.
Yeah, like if you say no, I'm not going to follow
Fine,
you.
Later.
You know,
right.
Like sure, it's a little creepy, but I can't help it. Like you're that hot, and like I'd be, you know, mad at myself if I didn't ask.
That's interesting. I like that. Use the straightforward approach. Hey, listen, yes or no?
Right.
You wanna, I like that move with the hotel key. Like here's a hotel key. If you want, I'll see you in an hour. If not, oh well. You know.
Yeah, see, I'm not cool with that because then they give that hotel key to somebody else and then all my shit gets robbed.
Yeah, like crack addict or some shit.
Okay. Well, maybe it was a bad example.
Like guy with a gun.
But I understand what you're saying, but I just
like, yes, no, right.
You know how many girls I meet like during like a course of a week that literally I'm like, oh man, if I only knew that girl. Like she, you know.
Well, like Kevin Brennan said last week on the program, that's when you wish you were retarded.
Yeah.
Because retards can do that.
That's right.
Retards can see a chick at a deli and put his cock on her ass.
Yeah. Or like even worse.
Because he's retarded.
I like ice cream.
Like I'm nuts about like girls that wear skirts. Like I love skirts.
Yes.
Right.
Right. So like even worse. You like you go into the store or whatever, and the girl in front of you's got this like knee length skirt on, and she's got like, you know, the black thigh highs. At least you don't know if they're thigh highs, but I always assume they are because it's much cooler than regular pantyhose.
Sure.
You know, and you're almost like, man, I just like you just want to go over there and just be like, you know, what are you doing later? You know, like you know, do you want to, you know, like, hey, you don't know me, but you know, once again, I have to preface that by saying I'm not a stalker or a crazy person, but you're just like so.
I think we should. I think we should send Kieran out to try this experiment. Like, I think we should send you out.
Uh-huh. How many girls do you think would be like, all right, well, listen, let's go get like a cup of coffee or something, and then we'll see from there. I think if Kieran did it, Kieran would be able to get away with it.
Out of 10, how many?
Ooh, I'd be lucky if he'd get one, because a lot of girls would be creeping up. Because Kieran would be the best at it out of all three of us. Because Kieran's smaller, he's less threatening,
right?
But most girls would be creeped out.
But
he'd
still,
that.
You think he? I still think you would get one. I still think you'd get one.
All right, explain the whole thing to me again.
You go to a department store or a grocery or whatever.
Commonplace.
Any place where there's a lot of people.
Right.
And then you see a girl that's hot, that's really hot, and then you just go up to her and say, "Listen, you know, how you doing? I'm Karen. I'm not crazy or anything, but you were just. I saw you. You're really hot, and you know, can we like." Go like somewhere and talk, you know, and then whatever.
Not talk, fuck.
Well, I think if you come out that way, I think she's gonna say no.
Oh yeah, just would talk.
But I'm just be like I'd beat myself up if I didn't say anything.
I would get 1 out of 10. You're saying?
I think you probably would. The only problem would
at least.
The only problem would be if the first one said no, you'd have to like go somewhere else. Because if you ask more than like 2 girls in the same place, they throw you out.
Obviously, if you're running a survey like that,
right.
You can't do it at the same spot 10 times.
Right, yeah.
But you got to go to 10 different places.
Yeah, exactly. Until you finally got somebody to say yes.
And with like fat, big guys, they got to go to like 10 different states.
Well, the difference being like if it was me or Rocket... the creep factor would be up like a million.
Yeah.
Because
you guys look like creeps?
No, not that because we look like creeps, but, you know,
so funny.
We're a lot more, you know, threatening than you are.
Oh, right. Because I look like a little bunny.
Yeah.
Well, you basically, yeah.
Karen looks like a little puppy.
We're both over 6 feet. We're kind of big. I mean,
yeah. I'm like a little dachshund.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't look like she would say, I can deal with this because if shit goes wrong, I could still beat him up.
Right.
I'm like a little pug.
Yeah.
I think we got to test this. I really think we got to test this.
Yeah, I just, you know, because how many times did you want to do that? I mean, I meant, like, all the time. Whenever I am out, like, there's always one girl that I run into that I'm like, holy shit, that girl is hot. I just want to be like, yo, hey, what's going on, you know? I mean, a lot of times, it's not like a bar, so it's not like you walk up to them. I mean, they're, like, usually shopping or something.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Is there a place for where we can do this?
Sure.
Any
grocery store?
So how about we do this?
Yeah.
Like maybe next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. On the program?
Yeah.
I'll leave and we'll try the fucking test out.
Yeah.
I'll call in and I'll have the phone with me and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And like obviously you can't, you should just be, this is how exactly you should do it. You should just say, you know.
Hold on. There could be a crucial bad element to this. What if that happens? What if like the girl's like, yeah, let's go now. What the fuck do I do? Do I come back to the show?
No, you go.
You go. What
you
the
go,
fuck?
You go.
But it's the show. All right, so then we got to do it in like the fourth segment. It's got to be the last segment.
No, I mean, you go. We'll carry the show in the meantime.
Yeah, believe me. Me and Rocky do the show without
shit
you.
Shit that has to be done on the show next week. We got Florentine. We can't do it like the first segment.
Listen, guy, we'll don't worry.
The Beans and Rocket show.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
No, it's not happening, the Beans and Rocket show, because you'll fire me.
No.
Yes.
No, because none of us want to do what you do. That's why.
I say we do it in the last segment. Because that's something somebody people are going to want to look forward to, me interacting with a female.
Yeah. No, I mean, just now all you have to do.
I think it'd be great.
All you would have to do is go up to her and say, hey, listen, I'm Kieran. I saw you. You know, I felt if I didn't come over and just like talk to you, I would be mad at me. I would beat myself up. But, you know, I'm not a creep. I'm not a fucking weirdo. But I just wanted to, like, I saw you and I just thought you were really attractive. And don't say hot, because that's creepy.
Yeah.
When you don't know her.
Right.
I thought you were really attractive and you know, what's up?
I'm gonna get my ass fucking
beat. Do you want to... Well, you don't go if she's got, like, a guy with her. And also, you got to see if she's got any rings or anything like that.
Right.
Plus, I think you should try it with, like, a 40-year-old lady.
Oh, my God.
Because they're wacky. They'll do shit like that.
I don't want to... just a little technical end of it. Like, how are we going to keep track? Like, are you... There's no way this is going to be like we're going to be hearing it, you speaking to girl. We're going to hear like the after conversation.
We'll discuss that after the show.
No, can't you put on like a, don't you have like a wireless phone?
Yeah.
I mean, not a wireless phone. You have a cell phone with an earbud?
Yeah, I have. We can figure it out.
So yeah, okay. You just put that on and then she won't even know that you're, you know, she doesn't know if you're on the phone or not.
Right. So we'll do it.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's
okay.
That's
great.
All right. So we'll try this out next week. I'll go out to some local place and ask chicks to come have a chat with me.
I think you should go to Phil's.
And ask chicks out, pretty much, right?
I think you should go to Phil's.
The local tavern up here?
Yeah, I think you should go to Phil's.
I'm going
to
go my butt fucking kick.
Oh, here's a scenario. It works. A hot chick, you go up to her, she's like, let's go. And then, like, an hour later, she's like, you know, she wants a... She makes like she wants to bang you.
No, what I think should happen is if the girl agrees to, right? Well, I don't even know if she's... She probably won't go for this, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can tell her she can bring her friends, but... If she goes for it, bring her here to the show.
Right,
and then
fine.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll get her on air and talk about it and be like, okay, what's, you know.
All right.
Tell us how this went down.
All right.
You know, what were you thinking?
All right.
And if she wants, you could be like, listen, so you know that I'm not like a total like weirdo that's trying to get you to come back to my house.
Yeah.
You can bring your friends.
All right.
You know, if she's got any friends.
All right.
And then you could let her in and like, listen, I do this radio show. We're doing this bit and whatever. And we'll
go from there.
We'll go from there. Once she agrees to do whatever or doesn't agree, you could say, and even if she doesn't agree, bring her to the show too.
I'm already getting butterflies from this idea.
Oh,
already.
Oh, it's awesome.
The worst scenario, she says no.
And listen, if it works, yeah, what's the worst that can happen? You get laid.
No, it's not even the fact that she says no. It's my inner ego.
Yeah.
My inner ego just cracking like a fucking window with a rock.
Listen,
going
if that's
through
the
it.
Case, if your ego looks like it's going to be taking a beating, don't pick a hot chick. Pick a girl that's not...
Pick a fatty?
No, don't pick a fatty, but just pick somebody who's not as... Like, don't pick the hottest girl in the bar. Like, pick one who's like in between. Pick which one you think you can score with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't go up to a fat chick and be like, can I build a house on your chest?
No, you can't do that.
Fat slum.
You go over with, you're going to like lure with like Haagen-Dazs.
Mm.
I've got candy.
Got a fucking big.
I'll be like with an E.T. with the little Reese's on the floor.
Follow the potato chips.
Hey, honey, I got a bag of donuts in the car.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go.
Come on. All the Krispy Kremes you can eat.
There you go. Come on. Got a little ho-ho.
Yeah.
Got ho-ho for you.
Got some yodels in the car.
Give me a fat girl. Give me a fat girl.
You ever notice, like if you work, I don't know if Rocket knows this, but if you work with fat girls, like, you never see them eating? Like, and you're like, you know you gotta eat sometime. And they're always like, I'll just have a salad.
Really? Oh, I see the fat chicks eat, man. No.
You do?
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, they do? So, yeah.
I used to work with one, and she'd always have to hit up KFC.
Oh.
Always at the KFC.
Yeah, when I see a fat chick eat, I think it's like an alcoholic, like, pound in a thing of Jack.
You want it?
Like, that's what I feel. Oh, I'm like, man. Oh, come on, can't you just stop,
you gotta stop. You gotta
can't
stop,
you just
right?
stop?
Yeah.
I saw
try celery. How about it?
The worst story of watching somebody eat that I could even imagine, I was in Florida, I was in Disney World, and there's a place there that they sell turkey legs.
Yeah.
Big turkey legs, like steroid-looking turkey legs.
Yeah.
All full of, like, barbecue sauce and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I saw this fat girl sitting on this bench eating this hunk of turkey leg. Like, it's on a bone. You know, it comes with the bone.
Yeah.
And she's eating it, and she's got barbecue sauce all over her face. And she's just gnawing on it. And I was like, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. And every time, now I go to Disney World like once a year. Every time I walk past the turkey leg place, that's the first thought that pops into my head. This fat girl just gnawing on the turkey leg with barbecue sauce all over her face. And she's like, not even paying attention to anybody that's even around her. And she's like, you know, like she hadn't eaten in like 2 hours.
Like, you see her doing that. You see her doing that, and you're hoping there's some sort of meeting she can go to and discuss her problem.
And you're like, you feel like walking over to her and being like, what the fuck?
She's like,
what are you doing? Like, why don't you like what? Yeah, yeah, you know. And she's just like, no napkins. It's all like a barbecue sauce all over her hands, and just oh, I mean, it's all over her face. Like she sat there, like, you know, smacking the thing up the side of her face. You know, like you know, it was like,
you see a fat chick going to a restaurant, you're thinking it's like an alcoholic going back to the wine store. You know,
yeah,
the bottle of Jack.
Oh man,
can I have another nip?
And she's just
one more shot, Johnny.
And I mean, it's a big fucking leg. I mean, she's just sitting there knowing. And I was like, oh, God, that's horrible.
We're such assholes on this show. But we don't care.
Yeah, that's what we're good at. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. All right. You know, actually, that Dateline NBC, we were talking about this last week about the online predators.
Yeah.
And the story has not died. It aired last Friday, everybody. Not this Friday, the Friday before last Friday.
Right.
And they're still doing stories about it. They're still talking about it on all the major news networks and, well, mainly MSNBC and stuff like that. Anyway, last week we didn't have a chance to play the audio of the naked guy in the kitchen.
Right.
During their investigation, perverted justice, talking to a guy online, they ask him to get naked in the garage of the house where they're doing they're trapping these guys.
Yeah,
and the guy does it, and he enters the house in the kitchen naked, and this is where the clip picks up. This guy is a complete freaking tool.
Our decoy asks Special Guy 29 to bring beer and then throws in a request, a technique often used by law enforcement to illustrate intent.
This is called a technique by law enforcement, asking the guy to get naked in a garage.
He types, "Side garage is open. Strip to your underwear and come in. I be in mine." The man says, "I don't wear underwear." So the decoy says, "Then come in naked." We never thought he'd really do it.
Dude, that is not coming a technique. Naked. Ronnie, agree with me. That is not a technique used by law enforcement.
No.
That is two cops sitting in a room being like, "I'm bored with this investigation.
Dude, tell him to come in naked."
Let's see if this guy will get fucking naked. Get naked.
Who's going to cuff him? I'm not cuffing him. Cuff him.
You know what? Tell him to put a banana up his ass and come in the house.
Tell him to bring beer. Coors Light.
They want beer, and they want to make this guy look like a complete asshole.
And a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah.
But we were wrong. After casing our house, walking up and down the street, here he comes with the beer. And you can guess what he does in the garage.
There's a guy getting naked in a garage.
Could you explain yourself?
I'm sorry.
Shoot.
There he is. At this point, he's in the kitchen, sitting on a stool, completely naked, with his back to the entrance of the kitchen.
Awkward.
And the reporter comes in. The reporter comes in from behind him and goes, "Dude, what's going on?" Yeah,
awkward moment.
Awkward. The guy stands up and is just like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
Go ahead and cover up.
So
gives him a towel.
The man's name is John Kennelly. He tells me he's 29 and a bus driver. Then he changes it to a teacher.
What kind of conduct is this for a high school teacher?
I'm sorry, I've never done this before.
So you just woke up this morning and said, "I'm going to get involved in an internet conversation with a 14-year-old boy.
It's awesome.
I'm going to go to his house, strip naked, and walk in with a 12-pack of beer."
That's it!
How fucking great is that?
Touchdown!
Yeah. How fucking great
I like
is
how
that?
None of them have ever done this before.
Yeah.
I've never done this before.
I love how the reporter's just like, "So you woke up this morning and your goals for the day was to get a 14-year-old on the internet and bang him." That was your goals because you've never done this before, right?
I was on his kitchen door in the to-do list.
Yeah, what to do today.
Yeah.
Here's something I never done. Kid sex. I'm going to do that today.
He's got the daily calendar. You know, you flip out the pages and today, you know, Wednesday the 12th. Bang it, 14-year-old.
You know, I'm going to mark this down. This is something I need to do.
It's right after pick up laundry.
Yeah.
Pick up laundry, get half gallon of milk, have child sex.
No, sir.
What would have happened, John, if I wasn't here?
He says he probably would have chickened out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
Dude, you got a 12-pack of beer, and you're naked in a freaking kitchen.
If you're naked in that guy's house, there is no chickening out going on.
Yeah.
Like, your chickening out would have been before you even got in the house.
Yeah. When you're naked in a kitchen waiting for a 14-year-old boy to get dressed. Yeah.
Then he's going
to
be like,
It's go time. It's go time, pal. You're not going back.
Doing a deeper background check on him, we find out he's neither a teacher nor a bus driver. His father says he's unemployed, and he's not 29. He's actually 43.
Do you know that it's illegal to have a conversation on the internet with the intent to have sex with a minor?
Yes, sir.
He says he knows it's illegal, but it appears that's not enough to deter him. Whether he needs psychiatric help or the hand of the law, he still might pose a threat to a child. Stick around and wait till you see what he does next.
All right.
Stick around, kids.
Now, this is the guy from the report that gets caught 2 days in a row. Not only does he get caught one day in the kitchen naked, but the next day he's right back online. The guy that's never done it before, right back online.
And then the guy's going to chicken out.
Yeah. The guy's going to chicken out and not do anything. He's back online looking for kids. So here we go.
You might think that this 43-year-old man who walked into our house naked, ready to meet a 14-year-old boy for sex, would be so humiliated after being caught literally with his pants down that he'd never try it again. Yet we find him right back online, in a chat room, the very next day.
How can we be certain that this guy in this chat room is the same guy who walked into this house last night naked?
It's the same screen name.
Same identical picture. Screen name. He got busted on special.
Guy 29.
He's changed nothing.
He's spot. He's even got a gay screen name. Special Guy. Oh, he's special. Special Guy 29. Fucking
spotted by a perverted justice volunteer who's posing as a 13-year-old boy.
He just checked the kid's pic.
Even these perverted justice veterans find what's happening hard to believe.
If he keeps talking, then that's just going to be beyond comprehension.
You know, these perverted justice people just want to rip this guy into an asshole. Yeah. Like, this guy's such a fucking moron.
They should set him up so instead of a camera crew, like six Teamsters come out.
Yeah.
Yet he does keep talking. And again, the chat quickly turns sexual. And believe it or not, again, he agrees to yet another date for sex. Our decoy asks if he wants to meet at McDonald's.
What do you suppose the odds are that a guy like that would agree to another meeting?
I would have said zero last night after watching what happened.
Dude, no, I can't say that's not zero. Because the guy came to the house with a 12-pack of beer and got naked.
Yeah.
Before even seeing the kid.
Wow.
The odds aren't zero that this guy's going to do it the next day.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. This guy's a complete idiot.
Well, Special Guy 29 defies the odds and agrees to meet. But first, he confirms the meeting is not about food.
Really wanted to make sure it was about sex.
Fuck.
Sure enough, here he comes headed towards the McDonald's.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
Sir, I just came to get something to eat.
But I don't even know what to ask you first.
I just came to get something to eat.
He later changes his story.
Of course.
Last night, you walk into a house in suburban Washington, naked, with a 12-pack of beer, yes or no?
Yes.
Today, you're on the internet again.
Fucking God.
You have an inappropriate conversation with a boy you think is 13, and you set up a meeting here at this fast food restaurant. What was your intention?
I don't know.
The man admits he knows what he's doing is illegal.
Then why do you do it?
That I need help, and that's what I'm seeing a psychiatrist for.
Man, oh, you gotta fire that psychiatrist, man.
Oh, well, we feel sorry for you. Okay, we'll let you go. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Fire that psychiatrist and get yourself this.
Yeah. His psychiatrist's name... His psychiatrist's name is Peaches.
Special psychologist 28.
This is incredible.
Yeah, Peaches, who was in the cell block next to him.
Yeah, we just didn't have a chance to play that all audio right. from all last right,
no,
week.
It's all right.
Gotta go back and play that. That is just
That's
gold.
Funny.
I'm glad these child predators are just as dumb as this guy for the most part. Holy Christ!
Man.
What a fucking tool. Special Guy 29.
Let's just get something to eat.
You know, that audio, just you could just play it, and it's just, you die laughing.
I was just getting something to eat.
Yeah.
Eat.
Nice
try. I was just getting something to eat.
Eat. He even says, like, eat, why? like a creep.
I still don't understand if that was, why do you just not, like, take off running, you know? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, that's what a bunch of guys did. I don't know if you saw the special, Ron.
No.
But a bunch of, they call, like, what, 19 guys or something like that?
Yeah.
And there was a couple guys that would walk into the kitchen, and the reporter would come out, and these guys would run, arms flailing behind them like an orangutan or something.
Absolutely, man.
Running down the street. Like,
Wrong house.
Yeah. A couple Arab guys came in there. You know, they had bombs on their backs. No, I'm kidding.
No.
A little too far.
That went nowhere.
A little too
good
far.
Good job.
Wah, wah.
Mm-hmm.
Old credit.
Yeah, like, why would you sit there and talk to him and be like, I have a problem.
Yeah.
I need to get your help.
Well,
these
guy,
people are so out of reality. Like, you know.
Listen, you're only sorry because you got caught.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. My first time.
Yeah, I just can't come to eat.
Yeah, you're a freaking veteran, pal. You got naked in the garage and had a 12-pack of beer. That's like veteran style. That's like Cal Ripken, man, on the streak. He knows what he's doing.
He's been around.
He knows how to play the game.
He's the journeyman.
Right. You're like the freaking Ty Cobb of freaking child predators, pal. You're a Hall of Famer. Getting naked in the garage. That's a smooth move, pal. Fucking idiot.
fucking idiot.
I'm glad he's an idiot, and I hope that guy's like locked up with like a straight jacket and, you know, I don't know, something. Idiot. Anyway.
Defies explanation, man. Some of those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what the thing is? All right, so the guy's gay, right? There are plenty of like over 18-year-old gay guys that he could probably be banging. Plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty. All over the place.
Yeah.
Hordes. Plenty of guys. Because you know how gay guys are. I mean, they're not, you know, they're guys.
Yeah, they're guys.
So they, you know.
They just want to bang.
I mean, they're gay, but they still want to bang all
That's
the time.
Right. They bang a lot.
They still got that guy mentality. Like, Absolutely. Hey, I want to fuck that guy.
Right. It would be exactly how any one of us would be if we could bang all the time.
I bet you most gay guys go to a deli and see another dude and they're like, I want to put my dick on his ass.
Absolutely.
This is the
So
deal.
Can I do that?
Right. So, you can't, he can, there's probably any number of adult gay guys that he can have sex with. Any number.
This guy's complete lost cause.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's like, no, I don't want an adult guy. I want the kid.
Right.
Like, that's, you know, the fuck? What's that all about? Fucking people. You know what? That's my answer for everything. Fucking people.
This has been a Ronnie Beans editorial.
Yeah, that's right. You know what really grinds my gears?
Peter Griffin reference.
Yeah.
Family Guy.
You know what I hate? You know what drives me bananas?
What's that?
Anybody who's in line in front of me for anything.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them.
Oh, it happened just before when I went to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Someone ordered $14 at Taco Bell. Do you realize how much food that
That's
is
a
for
lot
Taco
of tacos.
Bell?
That's like 17 tacos.
Yeah! What are you doing?
Not to mention that's like 35 minutes in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate the people in, like, the ATM in front of me who take, like, 2 hours. Yeah. The fuck?
No, what fucking, it kills my fucking nuts is when I go to a fucking, like, a Hess or like, a convenience store.
Sure.
And there's a fucker playing Lotto for a half hour at the checkout counter.
Yep.
And you just want to get a fucking cup of coffee. I've bitched about this on the show about 14 times.
Yeah.
I hate those fucking guys.
Yeah.
And the convenience stores are at fault. They should have a fucking separate line for the guys who want to do the 80 quick picks and then fill out a card for the Mega Millions.
That's right.
Get the fuck. Go on another line. Let me get my fucking coffee and go home so I can watch internet porn, you faggots.
The chicken fingers and fries are getting cold.
Yeah. No kidding.
Christ almighty.
Like, people are like, hey, you do a lot of internet shopping. And I'm like, absolutely, because I hate dealing with the fucking people at the store.
Exactly.
Like, absolutely. Today. But on the show, wait, on the way to the show here, I went to the gas station. I went to a pharmacy to get lip balm.
Sure. Yeah.
You know? And then I stopped at the gas station here in up the road in beautiful downtown Wading River for some Sobe. Right? I'm at the gas station. There ain't nobody in the store. There's nobody that works there in the gas station.
Oh.
And there's like three of us. There's like three guys. We're standing there and we're just like, does nobody work here? And no, burnouts. There were burnouts in the store. Burnouts. When's the last time you seen a burnout? In Wading River.
Every day.
One dude's like, the one guy's like, dude, bird flu, man. We're all going to die.
The burnouts we're talking about, daily news events?
Yeah. Well, because they were reading the paper, waiting for somebody who worked there to show up and like check them out.
Dude.
And he's like, dude, man, bird flu. We're all going to die. It sucks.
It was fag nuts and race for John.
Yeah. And the other guy was like, bird flu? Are you kidding? Look at the raccoons, man. They all have rabies. It's crazy, man. It's Armageddon, let me tell you.
Dude.
And I'm like, all I want to do is buy my fucking Sobe and get out of here. There isn't anybody working here. Like, and you know where the girl, there was a girl outside having a cigarette. And she's looking at everybody. She's like, I can't smoke inside the place.
Oh. If we get back to work,
we need
bitch.
To fucking go.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I'm on my cigarette break.
Oh.
And right in front of the help wanted sign.
That's why it's called Quick Mart, you faggot. Get inside. It's got to be
like,
quick.
You know, she's like, I come in there, but I'm having a cigarette. You see, we need more help.
I would have been like,
the whole time smoking a fucking Camel Filterless.
And then you got to call her a whore.
Yeah. And you know, you're like loaded with cameras, so you're not going to walk out of there. But like, come on.
Yeah.
But don't
come on.
And then I go to the pharmacy. All I need is chapstick. That's all I need. Chapstick. Right? Chapstick. Go in there. Go in front of me. Price check. Price check. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
That's another thing. Price check for a separate counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a fucking price check. They should have a sign above the counter that says, check your fucking prices here. Yep. There's a price check. The you go to a separate count.
All you cheap bastards, go over there.
Yeah. Yeah. The girl gets on there and goes, can I have somebody else to find a price check? And nobody's coming.
Know what I fucking hate too? Is that like when somebody's going up to a counter to buy like, I don't know, a fucking bag of coffee or something, a can of coffee, which is like $4, and they bitch about it like it's supposed to be on sale or some shit like that.
Right.
And the clerk rings it up at regular price.
Right.
They have a fucking 20-minute ordeal.
Over a dime.
Yeah. I'm like, can't you pay the $4 for the full price for the fucking cup of coffee, you motherfucker? I gotta sit here 10 minutes listening to you bitch about the price of coffee?
Society's over. Forget it.
Oh.
Or how about those people when you're in line who want to talk to you? And they're like, can you believe that shit?
I don't know you.
I don't know. And I just agree with them. Or I disagree with, like, they're like, you watch baseball? And I'm like, nah.
Nah. I make the mistakes.
Yeah. Like, right.
Baseball. Yeah. And I go, nah, I don't watch baseball.
I gotta learn that, because I'm the guy that says, I watch baseball.
No. I'm like, I'm gonna say whatever it is to make you stop talking to me.
Right.
Or, honestly, I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but in New York, you don't just talk to people you don't know.
Yeah.
And it makes me uncomfortable when people do that.
Right.
Who just start talking. They'll start up a conversation. Or they hear you talking about something with somebody else, like me and Rocket are talking about something, and they butt in. They're like, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, was I talking to you? Like, you're going to inject inject something into this conversation?
This is not a public conversation.
No.
Sorry.
No, it's A to B, so why don't you see yourself out of here?
Oh, hacky joke. Hacky joke.
Yeah.
Hacky joke.
Unbelievable. Or, like, you ever, like, you go to the bathroom, like at a game or something, and the guy's like, hey, what's up, you know, take it a leak.
Yeah.
Ice front.
No, wait a minute.
Ice front.
You've had conversations in the bathroom?
Yeah, like, you're sitting there, and the guy's sitting, you know.
Right.
Too many beers.
What? Shut up. I'm not talking to you. No. I'm in a urinal.
Yeah, I'm in a urinal. Like, what are you talking about?
This is not a conversation. No.
Listen,
Larry.
I don't talk to other guys while my dick's hanging out of my pants.
That's a rule.
You know?
If some guy started talking to me, I'd be pissed at turn. What?
Yeah.
Pissed.
No.
Have you ever seen the guy or been in a bathroom when a guy's taking a shit and he's on a cell phone?
No.
Ever seen that?
No. I always like the guy who walks in and goes, smells like a shit house.
That's because it is, asshole.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You just want to punch him in the throat.
No, I didn't know anybody who took a, you know, just taking a shit on a cell phone. That's nasty.
Wow.
You know, it really grinds my gears.
That's nasty. Yeah, but would you ever in a million years talk to the guy you're taking a piss next to?
That's fucking gay. Yeah. Period.
Yeah, of course. That's the old adage, man. Never fucking talk to a guy when he's taking a piss.
Not only do you not know him,
right,
but your dick's out.
Right, yeah.
Never talk to another guy when his dick is out. When you're both your dicks are out, you don't talk to another guy.
No, absolutely. That's why I look straight forward, and that's it.
Right.
And then I look...
Eyes front.
Right. I give it a little wiggle.
I stare at those tiles.
Right. I count the tiles. I give it a little wiggle to make sure I got all of it out. And that's it. I don't look to the left. I don't look to the right.
I even go as far as, like, if there's a guy to my left, I'll look to the right.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't even go straight. All right. I'll go to the right. You know, hopefully there's nobody next to me. If there's somebody next to me also on the left and right, I go eyes front.
Do you take the urinal next to the guy, or do you leave a space in between?
That is guy rule.
Yeah. Always go to the space.
Yeah.
Always go to the space.
Unless it's not available, of course.
All right, unless it's not available.
But you always do the space.
Say there's three urinals in the bathroom.
Okay.
Three open urinals, and there's no one in the bathroom. You never take the middle urinal.
And there's dicks that do. That pisses me off.
You take the either one to the left or the one to the right.
Absolutely.
So if another guy comes in, he's not standing fucking next to you.
I'll go in the stall if there's not not enough room.
Sure, why not?
I'll go in the stall.
I'm always going in the stall. I'm the fucking cocksucker, everybody. I'm the cocksucker that goes in the stall if there's a stall available. I don't really like going to the urinal.
So that's fine.
Oh, so you're the guy that goes into the stall and gets pissed all over the toilet seat.
That's me.
Oh, well, that's something else.
Especially when I'm hammered.
The other thing, do you ever actually touch anything while you're in there?
No, there's the plunger thing.
But do you even touch that? That's an elbow.
I use the foot. I use the foot.
Stall, I use the foot sometimes.
In the stall, I use the foot. At the urinal, I use the elbow.
Oh, yeah, urinal elbow. Yeah. Yes,
touch it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm tall enough to do that, actually.
Oh, really? No, I never touch it.
Mm.
And then I wash my hands. And then when I wash my hands, I don't touch the sink either.
Yeah.
because
oh,
like,
and I, if it's the paper with in the paper machine where you gotta do the elbow. Yeah.
I don't know. I do the what I do. No. I'll use my hand, but I'll take the paper out first, wash my hands, and then I just do is grab the paper.
Yeah.
Do that.
Don't touch anything.
That's very. I like that. I'm gonna use that technique.
Yeah, like, and then you go into the bathroom and you're like, you know, I think if I wash my hands, they'll be dirtier.
This place is so bad.
If you've ever been to Penn Station in Manhattan,
Oh man, that is the worst.
You want to talk about the dirtiest bathroom I've ever been in? The one in Penn Station.
Just, I mean, for those people who have never been to Penn Station in New York, imagine basically, I don't know, per hour you got to figure about what. 200 guys per hour, 300 guys per hour.
And it's always busy, and the bathroom in there is always crazy.
300 guys per hour, basically every hour of the day, taking shits and pisses in there nonstop.
Could you imagine having to take a shit in Penn Station?
Those people.
That's where I saw the guy talking on his cell phone, taking a shit.
But could you imagine? You're like, listen, it was so bad, I had to take a shit in Penn Station.
That's like last resort.
Yeah.
Like, I would shit on the sidewalk before I do that.
That's instant AIDS.
Yeah. you'd be cleaner by shitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah. You got Hep C.
You'd be cleaner by grabbing the local post, shitting on the sidewalk, and using the post to wipe your ass.
Yeah.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
You'd be cleaner. I bet you even the toilet paper at Penn Station is dirty.
And now, like, you know, homeless people also use
Who's the got
station.
The job that has to clean
that
the Penn
Station?
That's
got to be the worst ever.
They have like 24-hour services. Always a guy in that little hallway coming out of the bathroom in Penn Station.
Could you imagine that?
Ready to jump on, like, if there's ever like a tack of shit.
Yeah.
He's in there cleaning
up. But you're the guy that's got to clean the Penn Station toilets?
That show on Discovery Channel, the dirty jobs. That would be
a... Hey, listen, I would never fuck with a guy with a job, because you have a job and that's great.
Yeah.
But that job sucks.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's got to be the worst.
But, you know, I feel like maybe the guy doesn't care, and then he's a better man than
maybe
I am.
Maybe he gets paid well. Maybe he gets paid
That's got to be punishment. You know what they should do is make inmates do that.
Yeah,
you'll stay out of jail, man.
Because there's plenty of cops down there in Penn Station.
Right, yeah.
They can look over that guy.
Yeah, sure. I
take the inmate, throw him in the bathroom, and watch.
Like,
watch
I always look at those people and feel bad. Because I'm like, wow, like, that guy, like, you know, I mean, he's got a job, and that's great, and he's not, like, you know, doing, like,
we don't know. Maybe he gets paid well for him. That's a big job.
He's, like, laughing all the way to the bank or
something. Six figures to clean up shit, maybe.
But, you know,
just those numbers, the amount of people
going
through that.
It's got to be, like...
I wonder what it's like on the chick side. That's got to be weird.
How many people go in and out of that bathroom a day, you think?
Oh, thousands.
10,000?
I don't know who's
more than that, probably.
30,000?
Probably.
30,000.
Probably.
I don't know if it was you or someone else will say, like, who's a bouncer or something at, like, clubs, that they say, like, the chicks' bathrooms are worse than the guys.
Oh, by far. Chicks are disgusting.
It's crazy.
You know why? Because the girls, a lot of them will hover.
Yeah.
And then they get piss all over the floor.
Oh.
Or they put, like, the toilet paper ring around the toilet, so when they sit down, it's on toilet paper.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
And, like, so you have roll and roll after roll of toilet paper around, and like, it's, yeah, girls are disgusting. And then what they do is sometimes they'll shove their tampons in the toilet, and then, of course, it'll back up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Girls are disgusting when it comes to the bathroom.
Wow. Wow, we really just did. I mean, that was good. We picked up the show right there. That was pretty good.
I'll tell you what. When I was working at CPI, one of my jobs was to go into the girls' bathroom at the end of the night and make sure, like, nobody was in there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, dead or whatever.
OD'd.
Yeah. So I'd go in there and just be like, and I didn't have to clean it up. We had people that did that. And like, I would walk in there and be like, holy shit. Like, the guy's bathroom was kind of gross, but basically there was nothing but, like, beer bottles all over the place.
Yeah.
The girl's bathroom was just disgusting. Disgusting.
Like, it was, like, shit on the seats and
everything. You name it.
Like, urine just everywhere?
Yeah, everything.
That's fucking gross.
Like literally, like, a layer of toilet paper on the floor. Like, on the entire floor, just, like, a layer of toilet paper.
And you know half the chicks that went in that bathroom, or a good percentage of them, went home and were, like, getting banged.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
What a bad visual.
All the toilets would be stopped up because, they'd shove their tampons down there. There'd be, you know, piss everywhere. Some girls would just be like, I'm not waiting, and they'd, like, piss in the corner. And, like, just disgusting. Disgusting.
You know,
guys will piss in the sink.
Yeah.
Girls can't do that. So they just, like, piss in the corner.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, disgusting.
You know a chick that was just doing like a hover loaf, you know, dropping a load, like hovering over the seat,
yeah.
Got ass banged. You know. It's a good chance.
Yeah. Or some
That's
guy
nasty.
Like she was in there hovering
yes, it is.
She was sitting there hovering over the seat, like taking a leak.
Yeah.
And then like 20 minutes later some dude was like eating her out in the parking lot.
Yeah, you're like half the fucking urine went on her like,
yeah.
Her inner
down her
thigh
leg and everything.
Shit.
Yeah. And she and then some guy in the parking lot's like
you know what she probably did? She's like, do I smell good?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, honey, the smell of urine gets my fucking gears going. Yeah.
The best part of this, someone right now is probably listening to the show while they're eating lunch or something. Yeah.
No, you know what I'm telling you? Like,
how's that fucking McDonald's taste?
No. If you were eating out a girl that you met at a club, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, at some point in time, she was taking a leak, and she probably got piss all over her leg.
You know what you do, guys? Carry a bottle of OxyClean with you all the time.
Yeah.
Spray that shit down, you know, dry it off, paper towel, then dive in there.
But that's, I'm telling you, man, girls are disgusting like
clean
that.
Clean the
veg. Yeah.
Get a plunger. Do something. Work it out.
You know, and then they're like, what's that funny taste? Never, ever go down on a girl you just met.
Yeah.
Never.
Never.
Or, you know, like when you have your girlfriend and then you kind of know where she's been. But never go out on a girl. Never go down on a girl that you met at a club.
Mm.
Never.
Well, unless you take her home and make her shower first.
Well, yeah. Okay. But
honey, can you shower?
But
first?
Who would do that? Like, I'm not like a big, like, go down guy anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but some guys are, man. They dig that shit. Not me.
Some guys go to the point where they get the old, you know, apron thing on. They get
the lobster bib.
You got the utensils, which is usually a vibrator.
Dude, I break
your
out.
Fist.
I get like zits on my chin from like going down. Like I'm not.
Yeah, that's not a dirty.
It's not my thing.
That's not a clean.
If
vagina.
I had a girlfriend who said, "Listen, I'm not really into that, and you don't have to do it," I never would.
Yeah. All right. Pretty much half the listeners are like, hey, these guys are funny. Now think we're completely disgusting. And they're not going to listen to the show anymore.
Oh, stop it.
But that's fine, dude. This is great radio. I think we just...
No, absolutely.
You ever get into one of those conversations with the girl who's like, oh, I'm not really into like giving oral sex. And you're like, come on, why not? And she's like, well, how do I know? And I'm like, listen, I clean it. It's been clean. I'm not like walking around sticking it in like flower pots and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's clean. And I can't make bread with my dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Girls, you know, yeast. They get yeast infections. It's bread.
Hey,
they make bread.
Put it this way. Like, every time a guy takes a shower and comes out of the shower, his jimmy's like a new car.
Sure. It's as clean as the rest of
the
body.
We clean that fucker like crazy, man.
Absolutely. You have to.
Underneath the bowls and stuff.
Chick's
always clean.
Yeah.
Chick's vag, on the other hand, you got some crevices and inner workings
there.
And
it's too close, man.
Yeah.
It's too close.
A chick's vag, after coming out of the shower, is like...
A lot of moisture down there.
Is like, there's a lot of
things right there. A lot of things right around
there. Like a car with a lot of dirt on the floor mats.
It's like a rainforest.
Yeah.
Like, it promotes, like, microbiological growth.
Still some smudges on the windows of that vagina.
You never know.
Vagina.
I had a girlfriend once that, like, couple times we'd have sex, the whole room smelled like White Castle afterwards. Her vag smelled like White Castle.
Weird.
Did you marry that girl?
No! I was like, listen, you know, I don't know.
I proposed to you.
Yeah, it smelled like
burgers. You married at White Castle.
Smelled like burgers.
Alright. I got a dumbass question before we get the fuck out of here, alright? So let's do that.
Dumbass.
All right, this is our second dumbass question of the day, everybody. Now, I just had this one as I was, like, just having a brain fart before the show, doing show prep. Look at the studio monitor, and all of a sudden, Alanis Morissette pops up. Now, we haven't heard from Alanis Morissette in quite a few years.
She's kind of on the ground.
She did she had a hit record, sold, like, 40 million copies or something. She
cut her hair.
Right? And I'm thinking... I gotta pose the questions to the guys on the show. Would you bang Alanis Morissette?
Rocket?
What do you think?
As long as she's still in shape, sure.
I'm talking about now.
Yeah, if her body's still good, sure.
Some guys don't find her hot. Because she's got chompers.
Like we were talking about before, it's like free food. If it's sex, you know, she's not, you know, totally like manly looking. Why not?
I'd bang her.
Why not?
I'd bang her as long as she didn't try to get all holistic on me.
Yeah. I think I'd bang her.
As long as she took a shower.
Like, money and fame aside, I think I'd bang her, but I wouldn't let her blow me.
Because
of the teeth?
Because of the teeth. It's like getting blown by a great white.
I'd bang her as long as she didn't like start, you know, lighting candles talking about Vishnu and shit.
Yeah, no India talk.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't want to hear nothing about Ganesh.
Let's just have sex.
Yeah, nothing about Buddhism.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, about your chakras all being in a line.
And most definitely, I don't want to hear anything about Canada. Okay,
that's right. What's it all about? Yeah, exactly. Like no chakras, no fucking karma, no nothing. Just have sex.
Unless she has like IBS, then I wouldn't buy her. I'll try to stay away from
the show. You know what's funny? When I flew out to San Fran the first time for the Live365.com Awards, I took like United, and they have that little in plane like radio station thing, and they had a loop of like three Alanis Morissette songs, and I listened to this song like 80 times over and over, over and over. It's the only thing on.
Just shut up.
No, listen. I'll tell you this. To be completely honest with you, there's like two Alanis Morissette songs that I dig. That's about it. There's two. There's two I can listen to.
You know what? I kind of dig Alanis Morissette. I do.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe Guilty Pleasure a little bit.
No, I like that song that she did with on the that's oh crap. There's one song she did on a soundtrack, the one where Nicolas Cage plays like the angel.
Oh yeah,
with Meg Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know the song. I know what you're talking about though. I can kind of
she does a song on that soundtrack that's pretty cool that I heard her do on Unplugged.
Yeah.
When she does it live, it's actually really good.
It's not the one where she's like singing in the shower, is it?
No.
Would you forgive me, love?
No.
What was that line?
Would you forgive me, love?
No. I forget what the name of the song is, but
dumped on your chest.
No. I heard her do it live. She did an MTV Unplugged show.
Yeah,
and she did it live, and it was actually really cool live. And that's about it.
I liked her in Dogma. She looked kind of cute, and she was silent. That was for me. That was
kind of has a horse face.
Yeah,
but it's not horrible. It's not horrible.
It's just her face is very long.
She's got big teeth.
Long in the face.
She's got like the Tiger Woods syndrome.
Well, did you see her in that one video? She was naked.
Mm-hmm.
And they blurred her out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Had a dumpy ass.
A little bit.
But you bend that bastard over, it looks nice.
Oh, who cares? So turn the lights out. That's what the lights are for.
Is there a version of that? Is that the only way the video was made with the blur? Is there like an actual version where
I don't know. Well, no, but you can see through the blur that she had a pretty big bush.
Yeah.
With her
is that rainforest?
Yeah, her chakras and everything prevent her from trimming.
They haven't invented razors in Canada yet. I'm still working on that technology.
Well, you know, she's crunchy.
Keep warm in Canada.
Dude, yeah. Crunchy girls do not shave the bush.
Crunchy?
They let it grow. Yeah, crunchy.
Never heard that term.
You know, all right, crunchy?
Everybody.
No. You know, like Tevas, you know, Humboldt and all that bullshit.
So the dumbass question that I posed, would you bang Alanis Morissette in present
huggers.
Day?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. I believe Ryan Reynolds is actually banging her, isn't he? That actor guy from Van Wilder?
We should get him on the show. He sounds like funny.
He was also in the movie Waiting.
Ask him where if he can find Alanis Morissette's vag.
We'll just ask him if he banged Alanis Morissette
yet. Yeah. Do you need GPS to find that thing?
Hey, Ryan, did you let her blow you yet?
Yeah.
Those teeth are nasty.
How's her head? How's she doing?
Did she scrape? I believe she can't open her mouth well enough not to scrape. You know what I mean? Those teeth will just get in the way. I'm thinking. She's got like elephant tusks. Wow, that's a hard word.
All right. Hey, listen, I'd bang Elaine from Seinfeld.
Elaine Benes.
Yes.
What's her name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
I'd bang her.
All right.
Yeah. There isn't a, you know, I'd bang famous chicks just for being famous.
Why not? Sure. As long as they're clean and they're not manly looking, why not?
Yeah,
Why not? I think that's what we learned on today's show.
I'd bang almost...
Why not?
I'd bang almost every news girl on Fox.
Well, the show was a mess for like a couple hours, and then we just picked it up, I think. Let the guys riff a little bit on bathrooms. And
so, did we learn a lesson? Stop complaining. Just shut up and do the show.
Right. Yeah, we taught ourselves a lesson today.
Yeah.
Just shut up and do the show. Don't worry about if it's funny or not.
Thank you.
It'll be funny all on its own.
Exactly. Right.
Word up. Hey, we're still young DJs, people. We're learning as we go. Even though, according to Shawnee B, we're the best podcast ever.
Woo!
Even though two-thirds of it sucks.
Even though two-thirds of us are losers.
I love how...
Dude, half your show sucks, or half the guys on the show sucks, but you're still the best podcast. What does that say about other podcasts?
I don't know. I've never listened to any other podcasts, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. All right.
Why go elsewhere? You have it all right here.
I was gonna talk about all the movies that I saw this week, but screw that. I think we've done enough.
Let's get the hell out of here. It's like quarter to one.
It's not that important anyway. I saw 10 movies. I thought that was pretty a pretty good feat.
Dude, what the fuck? 10 movies?
10 movies over the last week.
Go outside once in a while.
God. I'll read them off to you quickly. Mean Girls, PCU, Girl Next Door, Buffalo 66, Boogie Nights, Trading Places, Saw, again, Euro Trip for like the 80th time, and Goodfellas for like the 100th time.
Can I see that list?
Dude, PCU is awesome.
Yeah, PCU, all right. PCU is good. Buffalo 66, good. Saw, okay, because, I mean, it wasn't that great. And Goodfellas, good. So, Trading Places. What the fuck?
Trading Places, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, classic.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And you don't go wrong with...
You watch a Girl Next... Oh, that Girl Next Door is the porn.
Yeah, with... what's her name? Oh, crap.
Sheep Bear?
No.
What are you thinking?
Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah. Cuthbert, that's it. Sheep Bear.
I don't know.
This is the best line in the movie.
Love the porn music in the background.
Do you want to fuck me?
Yes.
Yes.
That's Kieran right there. Word him up.
Word him up.
Oh, word him up.
Yeah, and you don't go wrong with this one. Come on.
Salute, Tommy.
Goodfellas. Best gangster movie ever, right?
Shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you. I don't shine shoes.
I don't shine shoes, bastard. All right, yeah. So I had 10 movies. Is that a feat or something? I thought it was.
I think you need to go outside.
You need to get out, dude.
All right.
Seriously.
Well, that's at night. You know, coming home from work, I'm like, yeah, nothing's on TV. Network TV sucks.
Where did
nowadays.
You watch these movies? On like HBO and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I had Saw, and then I saw those all over the channel. Actually, Trading
Places, the best line in that movie is when he's like, Coleman, I dreamt some awful Negro who took my job and was living in my house.
Yeah. Trading Places.
You're a dead man, Valentine.
It was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
Over a dollar.
Oh, that's the best.
Trading Places is great.
Coleman.
Man.
You rented PCU, so you didn't see it on TV.
No, I saw it on TV.
Oh, they butchered on TV.
No, I saw it on Encore.
Oh, okay, then it's all right.
PCU,
can you
great.
Blow me where the Pampers is?
Dude, he locks him in that room and makes him listen to the vocal Starland vocal band.
Skyrockets in flight.
Yeah, that's right.
Afternoon delight.
Oh, man. And they're like beating on the door.
Oh, my God. How much did you want to beat the crap out of David Spade after
that? David Spade, that was the ultimate.
Or when they're, when they're playing football frisbee and they're in the huddle and they show like the girls' huddle and they're talking about strategy and then they show the stoners' huddle and they're going swirly.
Dude stole the bee.
Yeah,
that's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, PCU is funny.
If you haven't seen PCU, rent it.
Beer.
Oh, that movie is
fucking awesome, PCU, man. So I watched some good movies this week. I figured I'd make a note of that.
The thing about PCU is Jeremy Piven's like 40.
Yeah.
And he's playing like a college senior. Yeah. And he's like 40 years old.
PCU is like 94, 95, yeah. Right?
Like he looks so much older than anybody in that movie.
You think he's like a young guy now?
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to be. And that was part of the role.
I know, but he just like...
It was really old.
It was really
old. Yeah.
Like he looked like, honestly, like he was like in his early
30s. Yeah.
And like, you know, he's in college.
Draws.
Draws. Oh, good fucking movie.
Yeah.
What do you call it? He called David Spade his buddy the Hitler Youth. Like, so you and the you and the Hitler Youth doing tonight?
Oh man. Yeah. And actually Mean Girls, not to be a dick, but I fucking like Mean Girls. I don't know, you know, it's a kiddie movie, teen movie, whatever. You ever seen Mean Girls?
No.
I actually fucking laughed out loud when I watched that. Some of the parts.
Now that's Tina Fey's movie, right?
Yeah, Tina Fey and the Lindsay Lohan chick's in there.
Yeah,
that's when she looked good. She had the big bumps. Now she's all skinny. Looks like she's on crack.
Beer.
beer. No, the guy calls it a beer dog.
Yeah.
You want a beer dog?
Yeah. I'm like, who came up with that? That's some idiot whoever wrote this script, because I've never heard anybody say beer dog before.
And then the lesbos are like, if you ask them for stuff, they'll go get it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, let's do the hotties of the week and get the F out of here on the lunaticradio.com shizzo.
Lunatic Radio's hotties of the week.
Hotties of the week, everybody.
Who's up?
Hotties of the Week segment. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment. We deem her the hottie of the week. Everybody in the show picks one, and you, the listeners, can pick them too. I don't believe the listeners have been partaking in this bit for the last.
We gotta make that thread again. We don't have that thread, so we don't.
Log on to the lunaticradio.com show message board and post the official hottie of the week thread.
Hottie of the week
forum. And I don't even know if it exists anymore.
No, we gotta make
it. Hottie of the week.
Hottie.
Our email is at the show, lunaticradio.com, and we'll read them on here. So no listeners have any, and we'll go around the board here and pick our hotties of the week. I am going to go with Renee Thomas, the cheerleader, blonde chick, who had sex in that Tampa bar in the bathroom with her co-worker, who was also a cheerleader, the brunette, who looks like a skank from Long Island.
Yeah.
If you're not from Long Island, you wouldn't know what a skank looks like, but trust me, she does. So I'll go with Renee Thomas.
I'm gonna hit up Miss Bunny.
Okay.
Because it's easy pick, and I put some picks up on the board. She's looking nicey nice.
All right, Ronnie Beans, who do you got?
After you said you saw a girl next door, I gotta go with Alicia Cuthbert.
All right, Alicia Cuthbert. Word them up. I'd like to thank our guest tonight, Miss Bunny. MissBunny.com. Hot piece of ass, redhead. She's a freaky chick. And log on to MissBunny.com, everybody, for all the information on Miss Bunny. Maybe trick her out on webcam. She gets naked, freaky deaky, all good stuff. Also like to thank comedian Robert Kelly for calling in after doing a gig at the Comedy Cellar right there in Manhattan. Robert, I'm sure, was tired, but he was funny. Funny as fuck. Hell very yeah. Honest dude, too, right?
Hell yeah. He's great. He's awesome.
Good bit.
That's how we like it.
Yeah, warm up. Log on to RobertKellyLive.com. RobertKellyLive.com. Check out all of his gigs. Go see him. Buy a CD. Do all that good stuff. I'm sure he has a CD. All the comedy guys do.
One last thing on the board, just in case, you know, still catching up. LunaticRadio.com/board. It's accessible through the site and all that. And just so everyone, all your users are there. If in the event you forgot your password, it gives you the option. There's a little thing that says, forgot your password. And you just hit that and sends you an email with magically your password. So stop making new users if you already have a user.
Right.
You're just killing yourself.
Next week's show. Jim Florentine.
Right.
Word him up.
Are you going to eat chicken?
You're doing Jim Florentine bits over there.
Yes.
Who gives a shit? I'm going to eat him 4 hours again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What if you don't like it?
Doesn't matter. I'm going to eat in 4 hours.
You got to have chicken?
I'm blowing the Jim Florentine line.
Yeah, good job. Way to prepare yourself for next week.
3 times in a row, I believe I did that. All right, I'd like to thank all of our radio affiliates who broadcast us on Internet Radio. They are tpsradio.net, Powerstorm Radio, Orlando Underground Radio, The 90s and Now, and The Flossing of America. I'd like to thank all the all those guys helping the LunaticRadio.com show each and every week. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
Until next Tuesday, we're out.
Later.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW @LunaticRadio.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.